Hey, what's poppin'? We're in the DealsNewD.com studios for another exciting coronavirus show for Thursday. And what an exciting Thursday it's been already. As I had a doctor's appointment today.
What?
Yeah. Oh. It was on the phone, though.
Oh, cool.
So then they sent my scripts to someplace, and I'd never gotten them from this pharmacy before. So it's a drive-through thing, and somebody in front of me took, I swear to God, 20 minutes. I'm like, what are they getting? Are they getting every opiate in the house?
Maybe they're getting hydroxychloroquine and a Z-Pak.
I don't know. I was jealous of whatever they got. Something good had to be in there. Anyway, I get up to the front, and I'm in the new car. So I don't have my charger from the old car because it's probably in the box that Bentley brought in.
Yeah, boy.
And my phone's dead, which you wouldn't think would matter, except that it says, I push the button help for the speaker, and it says, speaker doesn't work. Call the pharmacist at this number. And I'm like, was I pissed.
Sorry, I shouldn't laugh.
And the shopping center, I think they were throwing the Super Bowl inside. There were so many people in the shopping center. It was amazing.
Oh, no.
I mean, just tons of people, and a lot of them wearing masks, but I mean, there's just loads of people in Meijer. I was like, what the? Oh, really? Boy. What are they all doing? Oh, my. So anyway, we're live on Facebook. How many people are on Facebook with us?
Can anyone answer that?
150.
Wow.
I was going to say 300, but 150.
500, would you say 150?
Yeah.
That's not bad. Let me see. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to share it.
Ooh.
Anybody else who can share our Facebook for us? Is this a fun little game?
It's a blast.
Let's see if we can bump that number up. That's not. I'm disappointed on Facebook Live. I feel like we should have more people because people are complaining. Not complaining, but the live aspect with the way things change so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like it's kind of a good deal. If I could just find our Facebook Live. Is that it? No. Why can't I find our Facebook Live?
We'll do it live.
Oh, there it is. There it is. Okay.
We'll do it live. Fuck it.
Share. Share to group. Yes, that's what I want to do. Drew Mike podcast fans, share.
Are you playing it back through your phone right now, too? That's exciting. Maybe we can get a loop going.
Oh, yeah,
Tom,
I am.
Like Tom's show yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Actually, I know we can get a loop going because we had an issue earlier.
Yeah, I'm sharing it with Heroin as a great publicist, too.
Hello? Oh, Drew, your message just popped up. Cool.
Did it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I am. Like Tom's show yesterday.
Oh, my God. Why is it so far behind?
The internet, technology, and stuff.
Well, fix the stuff.
Technology and stuff.
It has to go to space and come back down or something.
Okay, the rest of you guys, if you know a group you can share with, or even a few people, let's get that number bumped up. Damn it!
Hang out.
And, okay, there we are, live.
So they can all see you instructing people to share it.
Okay. Hey, Chris Newberg's with us. I just shared with...
Well, that's
a great publicist.
We picked up one. Hi, Chris.
Chris picked it up.
All right.
Dude.
Cool.
It's already working. Your plan's already working.
Is Nippers watching?
Is Dan Dickerson available?
Tim Devine's watching, my college roommate.
Oh, wow. Cool.
All right, Tim.
Hi, Tim.
Sherry there? Drew's being a boomer trying
Virginia
to navigate his phone.
Virginia Tech. Tremendous school.
Shut up, Aaron. 69th of the comedy podcast category. Why bother with Facebook? No, that's a good point.
Mike Galloway says, why is Drew's camera standard definition, but mine is HD?
It is total bullshit. Where am I? In the bottom right today?
Can you see it? Are you looking at it? Here. I mean, fix this.
I'm looking at it.
Selfie.
Why am I? I'm top right on this, and I'm bottom right over there.
Welcome, cameraman.
This is very dangerous, but we'll see what happens here. All right. That gives people a perspective of where Drew is, too.
Trading places?
Whoa. Now you're on two.
What? Oh my God!
This is dangerous. Let's see. All right.
It's Multiplicity. Starring Drew.
I don't know. Oh, did I just break it? Now I don't even exist.
Wait, now it has my name in the upper right quadrant, but not me. That's probably better. Can we just leave my name in one quadrant?
There, oh!
What a mess.
Oh, boy.
This is great.
Thanks for wrecking stuff, Mark. Jeez.
Hey, we're up to 170.
All week, Trudy.
176 people. Are you guys sharing this with groups? Find huge groups and just share it. Just, I don't know why. We were number 49 on the iTunes comedy category yesterday. And that's amazing. I'm like, how did that happen? It's got to be other shows aren't, you know, people aren't in their cars. So maybe they're not listening to the once a week shows that beat us. Because our numbers were not terribly high. They were down. But yet we moved way up. So apparently no one's listening to anyone. Hmm. Well, hope more people don't.
I like that math. Oh, that math will work. Sounds
yeah, the
math.
I mean, it looks makes our rank look really good. Mike Rowe is watching.
Mike Trudy from Daniels Dirty Jobs?
No, I don't think it's that one.
Oh.
All right. Facebook Live is brought to you by GrowGreen. They're open during the current shutdown as they fall into the agriculture category of essential business. They're buying semi-truckloads of soil, nutrients, and lights daily to make sure you keep growing. Start a home grow. Start your own. Grow your own food inside or grow some green to help you relax during this stressful time. Curbside pickup available on all orders, phone or online. Grow Green, making Michigan greener one grower at a time on M36 and Woodmore Lake or online at growgreenmi.com. And we are in the dealsinthed.com studios.
Oh, okay. Are we starting the show now? I'm so lost. Cameras moving around, sharing things on Facebook.
Oh, my God. Now I'm preoccupied with comments.
Oh, 203 on Facebook now. Now we're getting somewhere.
Now the absolute worst angle of a camera ever.
Could it be a lot of podcasts have disappeared? No, Jimmy, I don't think podcasts are fading. I think they, well, maybe they will fade, actually.
Well, you see, I was thinking about it because some people might have lost a lot of their advertisements. And so maybe they say, screw it, we don't want to do it. But then on the other hand, everybody's at home. So all these celebrities that have their studio that's already packed up in their homes, they might as well do a show.
Yeah, I think you're right, Brandon. A lot of those people, are doing a show to justify having a couple advertisers, particularly. I don't know why, but it must be if you can get X number of downloads, apparently it's worth some pretty good money, even, you know, to a national person. They have to have national buys. They don't get like we're serving local businesses.
Yeah.
They're serving national people, but I would think they would cancel in a heartbeat because
are you saying they're not doing it for the love?
Yes, I am saying
what?
And and listening to them is what makes me believe that the most. I'm telling you, I've heard some. I look these people up because I go, oh, this guy's, you know, he's way up there in comedy. Who is this guy? And I look, oh, he's got 200,000 followers on Twitter. And I figure it must be funny. You know, and I turn it on and I'm like, but this guy's winging. He's just winging the whole thing.
The bar is very low for podcasting standards, I feel.
It is low, but I would expect that a comedian, you know, who entertains large groups of people would not just turn on a microphone and just wing it for 45 minutes.
No, well, the comedians tend to do better. It's the actors, I think, that have turned. Where's Justin Long at? Is he still ahead of us?
Yeah, he's ahead of us now. We do get ahead of him sometimes.
Do you know why he's ahead of us right now?
Probably has a new show with a big guest.
He just pulled a stunt. I think it's a stunt with his brother. You didn't see that story?
No, I didn't.
Neither one have done the test, but they're both claiming they have COVID-19.
Oh, hey, it's a badge of honor, isn't it?
People on false claims of COVID-19 now? Because I think
stolen valor?
Yeah.
Stolen valor.
I think you're right, Brandon. I don't believe them. I don't think they have COVID-19. I want a forensic accountant to go over there and make sure they're really sick.
Here it is. They opened up about their symptoms on the Actors Podcast. I'm not even going to get the name out.
Everybody knows what the symptoms are, though. It's easy to fake it. And Chris Cuomo, I think he's faking it. I think he's faking it, too.
Cuomo?
Yeah, because he's acting like, oh, I was sick, but I'm just going to work through it, you know, from home. So do my show.
What gets more publicity than having the coronavirus? Nothing.
Yeah. Why don't you claim to have it?
All right, give me a couple days.
You can't, though. Then I won't be able to come over here.
Well, that's true.
I demand a vaccination to come immediately.
Yes.
Actually, I would be able to come over here, but probably just to do the laundry.
I see.
Three loads today, Trudy.
Oh, my God.
At Drew's studio/laundromat.
So you're one of those one towel usage people.
Oh, you better believe it.
Oh, man.
Damn the environment. Who uses a towel
more
than
once? Best towel you ever had, bitch.
Who uses a towel more than once? It's crazy.
Me.
Gross.
Well, because I'm clean when I come out of the shower. So why do I need, you know, to like throw the towel? It's not
Because the water sits on there and then it gets gross. I don't know.
Hey, did we play Larry David's PSA?
We have not because it's brand new. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah, I think anything by Larry David. Now, that's somebody who should do a PSA. Unlike all these dopes who I don't need to hear from.
Is that one you sent me, Brandon?
Yeah, I sent it to you.
All right, here it is. Thank you for doing that.
Meanwhile, Facebook Live is up to 222 people. That's a humping Facebook Live.
And we've done no content.
Very little.
Obviously, somebody put me up to this because it's generally not the kind of thing I do. But I basically want to address the idiots out there. And you know who you are. You're going out. I don't know what you're doing. You're socializing too close. It's not good. You're hurting old people like me. Well, not me. I have nothing to do with you. I'll never see you. But you know, other old people who might be your relatives. Who the hell knows? But the problem is you're passing up a fantastic opportunity, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to stay in the house, sit on the couch, and watch TV. I mean, I don't know how you're passing that up. Well, maybe because you're not that bright. But here it is. Go home, watch TV. That's my advice to you. You know, if you've seen my show, nothing good ever happens going out of the house. You know that. There's just trouble out there. It's not a good place to be. So stay home and you know, don't see anyone. Except maybe if there's a plumbing emergency, let the plumber in and then, you know, wipe everything down after he leaves. But that's it.
There's also a PSA from Sam Jackson, or is that from Kimmel last night, I guess?
Yeah.
Oh, we're losing audience. Oh my God.
What?
Something dramatic. 217.
Everyone hates Larry David.
Yeah, Larry David. Thanks a lot, Larry. Yeah, he was on Jimmy Kimmel and he did, some kind of a read for,
is it worth playing?
I don't know. I didn't see it. So
okay. Then no, it's not.
Charlie Duff is on top of Apple News. He's got a story about what else? Coronavirus,
yeah,
for the LA Times. So, man, Charlie's really working it, man.
And how terrible it is in Detroit.
You know, it probably is terrible. And the numbers, I just felt so, I was so concerned when I saw how few people we tested. Mm-hmm. And when they talk about testing people here, it's always like, hey, we can do like 400 in a whole day. And it's like, that doesn't sound like that many if we're a coronavirus hotspot.
Yeah.
But we'll see. I sure hope it gets better here. Gretchen's having a town hall meeting on Thursday night.
You know what's funny about that? The reason that's become a big story is all the TV stations are coming together. Really? Okay. Sure.
Are they going to show media asking her questions? Are they going to have softball questions pre-scheduled? Pre-scheduled softball questions.
That's a great, I don't know, man.
That's what when the last two times she's spoken and she's taken questions, it sounded like her own staff was asking questions to me.
They were. Those weren't real media people.
That's a perfect opportunity to fake up some questions because who would know? It's all, you know, hey, technical.
No, and they didn't put the camera on them, Trudy.
And they're socially distancing.
Yeah.
So let's see, Channel 2, Channel 4, Channel 7, Channel 20, Channel 50, Channel 56, 62.
They got nothing else to air. They're not coming together.
It's also going to be on ADL. So that's, you know, yeah.
Nobody's coming together. Total bullshit.
Here's your answer, Drew. Each of those stations will offer opportunities for viewers to submit questions to Whitmer.
Oh, I see. So she can answer them randomly. No!
Online.
So she can pick them out.
Yep, you got it. Yeah, whatever.
Did anybody see Joe Biden? He was asked, Gretchen Whitmer, she's done an impressive job at Michigan. What are you thinking? She's been on my list for vice president for 2 months.
Yeah. We all knew that. We've been saying that forever.
I have to say, I can't picture her being president. I just can't
picture. You just got to picture her being vice president.
Well, except that the president would be 78.
Well, yeah, but nobody said that about Pence. You're saying that because she's a woman.
Yeah, but a lot of people said that about Sarah Palin.
Sure.
Sarah Palin could not answer a question. She couldn't tell you what magazine she read.
Yeah, she reads.
That was a gotcha question, remember?
The Wasilla newspaper, right?
She was a joke. She was absolutely a joke. And if you read much about it, I mean, it was pathetic. Gretchen, I don't know. I just don't really don't know that much about her. Other than I'm going to fix the damn roads. That's really the extent of what I know about her.
Yeah,
and that she's mean to the president.
Because it's about time we fix the damn roads.
Which that's apparently what Biden needs. By the way, congratulations to Joe Biden. He's now a grandfather again, as Hunter Biden's girlfriend.
Oh, he's got another grandbaby? Yeah, he's married.
She just gave birth today.
Good for him. So he's got a 2-year-old and a 1-day-old.
Wow.
Hopefully somebody else Biden about it. He loves talking about his grandkids, especially Hunter's.
Well, this one's the legitimate grandkid, right, in his eyes?
Yes, this one will be legitimate. He might be more inclined to discuss it.
Yeah, this one was not from a former stripper.
That's a bunch of malarkey.
Are you guys still sharing Facebook with groups? Because we were down to 190 and went up to 205, so I'm assuming that some people must have shared it.
Ooh, I don't know.
If you haven't, then you should share it with someone.
No one said that. Who said that?
I don't know, Gretchen. It reminds me of Massachusetts when Mike Dukakis was running for president.
Yeah.
Everyone in Massachusetts thought, this is a joke. He can't possibly win, can he? And he got the nomination.
Well, wasn't he up against Jesse Jackson, right? Jackson won Michigan.
Well,
that
yeah,
year.
No, he was up against a pretty weak field, but no one in Massachusetts was, it was just totally stunned that he could win the thing, especially after the tank picture.
Chad on Facebook
Austin,
called
Massachusetts.
Called Biden Joe non-exotic Biden. I don't know why that makes me laugh.
I cannot believe how many memes Joe Exotic has.
It's the best.
There's nothing discussed more these days than Tiger King. Nothing.
It is the right story at the right time, isn't it? And now we have a celebrity commenting on it.
Who's that? Who did?
Hey, Twitter world, yours truly. I just got back from the golf course where I actually played pretty well.
Oh, great. Thanks, OJ. We're all worried.
At home, back to the couch, and back to television. Listen. I've had so many people on my case asking me to watch some show called Tiger King.
Some show.
Well, yesterday I watched this show. And oh my God, is America in this bad a shape?
No.
I watched about 6 episodes of this show and I couldn't even believe what I was looking at. White people.
Hey.
What's with you and wild animals?
What's
leave
you
them
killing
animals
your wife?
Alone. The
what?
Show is crazy. But it's so crazy you kind of keep watching. One thing I will say, there's not a shred of doubt in my mind that lady's husband is Tiger Tsushima right now. I'm just saying.
Get it?
He knows all about killing people.
Something better to watch.
What a dick. There's no doubt in his mind that Carol Baskin killed her husband. Just like there's no doubt in everybody else's mind that you murdered your wife and her waiter.
They call me Juice, the Juice.
I would say I'm more sure that he murdered Nicole.
Oh, 100%. There's far more evidence that he did.
Was he just saying why people adopt tigers? Or
I thought he said
some white people, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Really? Really?
I believe he was, yes.
He's tiger shaming all of white people?
Yes.
Well, remember, though, Trudy, he doesn't have a race. Remember, he's not black. He's OJ. He's one of the most famous quotes ever.
Oh, it's just the whites? Oh, who cares about the whites? They're fine.
Brandon
but
changes
the biggest
screen.
Tiger owner that I knew of before anybody was Mike Tyson, so.
He has apologized, by the way, Tyson, for owning
tigers.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, he's a great guy now.
I know.
Yes. People are getting off on your Rush background, Trudy.
Me too. God, I love it.
Cool. Great. Can you change it to anything else or no? Do you not know how to?
No, I don't know how to.
All right.
Did everybody see the police chase today in Oakland County?
Yes.
Oh, it was great.
That was one hell of a police chase, I got to say, because it seemed like it was a huge disappointment. Like, well, it's going 30 miles an hour, 40 miles an hour. Why don't you just pull over? But then all of a sudden, things got a little hairy because the cops kind of got on the tail of this guy. And then they started going pretty fast. And then the end was just, I don't know. Did we ever see the dope driver?
Oh,
I never saw the driver.
No, it cut off. I wonder, local news hasn't done a story on it either yet, but, you know, because coronavirus.
Does the current group, I'll just ask, do you think it's going to be a woman driver or a man driver?
A man.
I would say man, and I'm really hoping that nobody was sitting in the back driver's seat.
I don't think they were. Yeah.
I thought it was an Asian woman putting on her makeup.
It's somebody who's not terribly coordinated because they were just trying. They made an effort to. They were just changing lanes, weren't they? And they went too far.
Well, no, they came up on that on the stoplight. And they were actually, cars in front of them stopped, so they swerved to the right over into the not really the turn lane, but just that little shoulder there. And then they came back, right, Brandon? And then that's when they lost control and just bam into the tree.
Yeah, and I even have actual audio of your previous racist comment.
How much signal I need to cut across 8 lane? None? I turn now. Good luck, everybody else.
I look so bummed.
I was being facetious, jerk.
Jimmy Tucker said it was a dog driving, by the way.
Oh, maybe it was that pit bull.
A callback to yesterday. And did the pit bull learn to drive better? In the story that you put out there yesterday?
Well, I don't know. I mean, that was a 100-mile-an-hour police chase. But this guy today, I mean, he made that drastic mistake of pulling into the subdivision, right? Didn't we think that was all?
Yeah, and he went through a turnaround, too, in a cul-de-sac.
And he made it out.
Yeah, he had some pretty wormy moves.
I thought
I was impressed.
I thought he was pretty damn good at what he did. I mean,
he surprised me because he started off really slow and then he rallied with some big moves.
The comments were very funny too, because right off the bat, everyone's like, "Where are the police? Why are there no cop cars following this guy?" And then, you know, they were following from the chopper. They were following from a distance.
That is absolutely the coolest view, though, is from the chopper.
The chopper, yeah, there it is. We couldn't figure out. Could you guys figure out where exactly in Oakland County that was?
Said Sterling Heights is where it ended.
Oh, yeah. Really? Okay. Because I thought I recognized Big Beaver for a long time, where it then turned into.
Who's watching? Is that you, Brandon?
Yeah, Brandon's got it up.
Okay.
Yeah. That's where the guy's in the subdivision. There's some very funny comments on the side.
It looked to me like almost any suburb of Detroit. I mean, just, you know, a lot of bungalows, small houses.
Wouldn't you love to know what he thought when he turned down that street and then it was a cul-de-sac?
Oh, boy.
Well, that had to be a little disappointing. But he did use the yard very effectively to stay alive. And I'm always yelling be free at those guys. I want the chase to continue.
Kind of.
Although it was a vicious accident.
Look at him cutting over those lawns. Boom, 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 boom. And thankfully everybody's home and there weren't many cars on the street, so he had plenty of space to roam.
Yeah. What kind of car is that, do you think? Anybody?
They spun off.
Someone said it was a Kia.
Yeah, a Scion.
It's a four-door car, isn't it?
Yeah. Who's that pickup truck that tries to, it's totally in his way, that F-150? That guy's trying to get out of his way, and it looks like the car chase guy is right on his tail.
Hey, did anybody watch the network special last night on the coronavirus?
No.
NBC did like a two-hour show.
Yeah, where Bon Jovi was supposed to perform, right?
I couldn't watch it. I'm just coroned out. I'm so tired of coronavirus. It's played out, Trudy, isn't it?
It is totally played out. Yeah, I'm done with it too. I'm just done with the whole, you know, presentation of people repeating the mantra over and over and over again. We know, unless you're living under a mushroom, right?
Yeah, no, you're right. However, Florida just issued the stay-at-home. Just issued it. It's not in effect till tomorrow midnight.
Assholes.
That's why? Governor DeSantis, I guess?
Yeah.
What a stupid asshole. And I heard him being interviewed by Neil Cavuto on Fox News. And I'm like, what is he talking about? Because he said, well, spring break, you know, there really wasn't, nothing was really going on then. And we had limited to 1,000 people, and it was like, no, everybody's screaming at you during spring break, you fucking dick. Shut up.
Yeah, he was.
Don't rearrange history.
Don't feel good.
He was in denial.
He also was responsible for, well, he didn't know at that point, but the Super Bowl infected like a million people too, right?
Yeah, that was the new thought, is that the Super Bowl was a super spreader.
Oh, wow.
Probably, yeah.
I mean,
but those people would have they would have either died or recovered by now.
Sure. Mm-hmm. His other belief in not shutting down the whole state and just doing it county by county, he's like, hey, there's counties with no cases here.
That's a good way to get cases.
You know, in the rural parts of Florida or the upper parts. But, you know, once again, I don't think the virus just goes, oh, county line, I can't cross that. Or people don't cross county lines in Florida and they just stay in one county.
I saw Let's see. What is he? He was an expert on viruses, actually.
A virologist.
A virologist. And he was on CNN.
Gay.
And he was saying.
Fucking shit.
Unless everyone stays in place at once, then it's just going to keep going, which seems so obvious to me.
True.
It's like.
We were saying,
what is so hard about this?
Weren't we saying this on March 13th with the basketball shutdown? It's like, okay, just shut everything down and nobody move.
Yeah, nobody move, and you'll be healthy in 2 weeks. Whoever has it will be done with it. And I think Fauci was kind of saying the same thing. He wasn't being real strong about it, but that was sort of the idea was, hey, look, if you socially distance, if you stay home, then you can't get it from anyone and you can't give it to anyone. So
people just don't believe it.
I know.
That's the dumbest thing ever. I was reading a smallpox book last night.
What?
And they
How
said,
bored were you?
Yeah.
You have a smallpox book?
Chapter one.
Why do you have a smallpox book?
Did you get it out of one of those?
Smallpox. I can't read enough about smallpox.
Did you get it out of one of those?
I got a shelf of them.
Those neighborhood libraries. It was the only book in there.
Maybe it's the clubhouse. The clubhouse library.
Oh, it was in my basement. It's from the 80s. It's one of those, you know, like stories about. Remember when everybody was really worried about Ebola spreading the first time around?
That is not a normal thing to have in your basement. I'm not past this part yet. Why was it in your basement?
Because I went through a phase where I was really fascinated by all of that. And I was reading a bunch of different, you know, there was a fictional story and there were a couple of real stories based on, you know, how smallpox spread, how it probably wiped out Rome and Greece and all those other places.
Wow.
And that the minute that any population is within 2 weeks travel of another population, that's when a virus is going to prosper.
Well, today they were talking about, you know, how many flights there were on. It was like February 26th or something. And they said, and yesterday there were blank number. And it was still a high number. I'm like, wait a second. Where are all these fucking people going? Why do all these people have to travel? Doesn't that seem like a horrible idea?
Yes. The airlines should be grounded right now.
That's what I thought.
They should have been grounded a while ago for, you know, 2 weeks. But now we got to wait 30 days. There's a story.
And why are they still flying? Because if they can't fill their jets up, then they're losing money and we have to keep paying them.
I have no idea. I honestly just scratch my head about 20 times a day going, what? This doesn't seem right to me.
Well, to that point, on I think it was about March 17th, 70 students from the University of Texas, all in their 20s, decided to chartered a plane, which I'm amazed that 70 college
Okay, that's
students.
St. Patrick's Day. So we really know there's something very fucked up going on in our country at that point.
You know, I take it back. It says late March, so it might have even been after that, which is even worse.
Well, if they chartered it on the 17th, then they probably, it wasn't for that day.
Sure.
Yeah.
So 70 college students chartered this flight to Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. And, you know, they were telling everybody not to travel. On Tuesday, Austin public health officials announced that 28 of the 70 students have returned and tested positive for
coronavirus. We love you, Texan.
For coronavirus.
Okay, what I want to do is I want to take everyone who goes to spring break, everyone who just can't resist being in a crowd, whether it's going to look at the nice big ship coming into New York or whatever it is that you can't resist, I want someone out there stamping a little tiny tattoo on their left hand that says, do not treat me.
Yeah, good. A scarlet
C. You are the last to be treated. Everyone else is treated before you. If you're going to do that, then why can't we tattoo those people?
I'm for it. Let's do it. Put it on them.
Or just tattoo, you know, dumbass on their forehead. Because people should know what this person's capable of.
That's cool. Then they won't see it. They'll forget that they're a dumbass until they look in a mirror and go, oh, that's right. I'm an idiot. I forgot about that. Damn it.
Yeah, that might be a little too close to Nazi dumb stuff.
What? Trudy, come on.
I'm just saying, just a small
tattoo. Just a small one. These are not people who are being selected for the color of their skin or their religion or anything like that.
You're right.
I'm just saying.
And remind me about the Tampa church when I get done talking about our friends at Zot Auto Group and DealsNadie.com.
And also, Channel 4 just did a story on the police chase, so we can...
I saw that. God, that crash is incredible to watch.
Figure out who it was.
Car was skidding sideways at, like, what, 60 miles an hour?
Yep.
It's fucking crazy.
Cool. Yep.
As centrifugal force is an amazing thing when you think about it, isn't it?
They should probably take that car to the Zot service center.
Yeah, they should. That's
they could probably
point.
Fix it.
Yeah, if the owner's listening, as most of you know, the governor shuttered automobile sales for the time being. Parts, service, and body shop are considered essential, and Zot Automotive is proud to assist you with your automotive needs. Currently, they're offering pickup and delivery service from three of their locations, Zot Ford in Holly, Zot Dodge Ram in Highland, and Zot Toyota in Waterford. Zot Ford can do warranty work on all Ford and Lincoln vehicles. Zot Dodge Ram can do warranty work on all Dodge, Ram, Chrysler, and Jeep vehicles. Zot Toyota, Toyotas. And all three locations can do general repair work on any make and model. Plus, Zot Toyota's body shop is an authorized repair facility for most major insurance companies and can perform body repairs on all makes and models. So while things are a little crazy, support our sponsors if you can, the ones that support us, and we will hopefully get through all of this together. Stay safe. And those of you who are driving your partner wild or your partner's driving you crazy, maybe you're a guy facing divorce, you're dreading spending time at home with your wife during the coronavirus, you need Adam, the American Divorce Association for Men. Adam has lots of free advice available for you. The virtual office is open. They're there to help. Go to adamdivorcelaw.com or call Adam at 248-356-2326. That's 248-356-Adam. Hall Financial Hotline. Anything today?
Not really, unless you want to call the guy who was running that speakeasy we talked about before.
Oh.
Brandon, wait. Brandon, didn't you have a number today?
I don't remember. Yeah, it was...
I don't remember!
I honestly don't. Oh, it was the Baltimore pastor who he's still going to have himself a big old party, right?
The Christian Woodstock is what he called it.
Yeah, a Christian Woodstock, which, for the record, I think I've been to in the 90s. I went to two massive, massive festivals that were like all Christian bands. Yeah, one of them was called Creation, and one of them was called Alive. And I'm telling you, thousands and thousands of people.
How was it? Did you have a blast?
Yeah, one of them, there was a water park there, so we just kind of partied the whole time.
What?
Nice. I was a kid.
Wait, how do you party at a Christian Woodstock?
Well, kids. It depends on what your teenagers. Definition of party is, Mark.
Okay.
The Hall Financial the Hall Financial Hotline is available. And if you're paying anywhere near 4% on your mortgage, you should call Hall Financial about a refi to save yourself some money every single month for the rest of your mortgage. Could be 10 years, could be 20 years, could be 29 years. You might have just signed it and gone, you know what? Why am I paying 4%? What the fuck? call Hall Financial or go to davidhallmortgage.com/Drew and Mike.
You got it. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Or you can click the link on our website, fill out the online form, or you can call 248-308-5000. They've got 1,200 five-star reviews. David Hall Mortgage, Hall Financial, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS, number 1467435. So there.
Do you want to see Channel 4's story?
Yeah, why not? That was a hell of a great.
By the way, and ultimately.
Yeah, I'll pause it. What?
I just saw the video on Facebook, and 464,000 had watched it. So, boy, there are a lot of really
police chase.
Star for entertainment people. It's not that good a chase. Well, it might be that
it
good.
Is,
the ending is awesome.
Him going off road from the chopper on his way into Sterling Heights, going at some points 115 miles an hour.
Really?
He loses control here, somehow managing not to hit anybody else.
What a hero. I talked to a couple that was over here that lives by this, heard the noise. They came over, saw him getting him out of the car, and he was in some pain, moaning and groaning. And
Jesus.
When I walked up, they were putting him in the back of the ambulance.
He looks like a young
Dave
man.
Caldicott.
The latest update from MSP is that the driver who caused all this is in critically grave condition. We're live in Sterling Heights tonight. I'm Mara McDonald.
Oh, well, boo-hoo.
Oh, jeez. Oh. Wow, that skid. Can we see that again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and I do wish the person well, even though they were in chase.
Your wife's car is totaled.
Look at that skid. Oh, my God.
And you know that feeling right before a crash?
Ugh.
You see it coming. Everything slows down.
Going off road from the chopper on his way into Sterling Heights.
And he just missed that white truck, too, at that intersection.
Miles an hour.
Wow.
He loses control here, somehow managing not to hit anybody else.
But I talked to a couple that was over here that
there's the first time.
Okay, Dave.
The fact that he did survive, though, that's a pretty huge endorsement for that vehicle, whatever it was.
That was a bad axe. Boy, that was brutal.
Hey, by the way, I got 51 people in my zip code. Go Corona.
50. I think you're winning then.
Am I?
Or are maybe you're losing, however you want to look at it. I think you have the
what
most.
Do we still have, 32 and 48220?
Let me look it up.
Okay. While you're looking that up, I will mention about something we were talking about yesterday was Jose Fernandez from the Marlins, who got in that horrible boat crash, and he died. And there were a lot of things written about that at the time, like, you know, teammates who were thinking about going with him and declined, and it was 2 a.m, and it seemed a little, you know, like something might have been askew. But there was such a shock because he was, you know, the finest player they had, and they had so much excitement for his future that immediately it was like, oh my God, Jose, biggest funeral ever. We're going to put up a giant statue in front of the stadium. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And then, of course, the tests come back and turns out he's doing some blow.
Yeah, it's a cocaine-fueled boat ride.
Yes, and he's drunk. And today, Brandon sent a story about the organization basically going, we're not doing a statue. We were talking about it, but we're not doing it. And his mom was bitching about it.
Oh, please.
And the article also implied that the family of Jose Fernandez is trying to financially benefit from his death somehow. I don't know what they're doing. Did you read that part, Brandon?
Well, I do know that, you know, Jose Fernandez he was about to sign like a massive, massive, massive deal. You know, he was barely into the league, but he was already going to be a superstar here. So when he passed, I don't believe that his family ever got that massive payroll.
Well, no, because he didn't sign it, because he killed himself.
He's dead.
Driving like an idiot in a boat.
What are they licensing Jose Fernandez stuff with his likeness and his number?
I don't know what they're. I really don't know what they were doing. I didn't read the whole article.
Jose Fernandez brand cocaine or something or a boat? I don't know.
Could be
straws.
I keep having this thought. I don't know why, about people who are junkies, like heroin addicts.
Yeah.
What are they doing right now?
They're wondering, they're probably freaking out.
Because I mean, wouldn't you think there'd be a ton of people withdrawing from drugs right now?
So I would also think whoever's selling them is still selling them, personally.
I don't think any addict is really going to be quarantining themselves.
Yeah, but I know. It's same thing as takeout. They just bring it to your door and leave it on your doorstep.
Oh, that could be.
They will when they zone out, when they first take that shot and they start zoning out, they'll be happy to self-quarantine. It's just that they have to go out and get more.
Yeah.
But I never understand, you know, I was reading about Artie Lang when he was talking about his heroin habit, how he went to, I think it was Rhode Island, every day. And it was like an hour and a half drive. And I was like, why doesn't he buy 2 weeks worth?
Because he would do it all.
Yeah, because he would do it all. He would never stop.
You know who else is talking about it is Dr. Drew.
Oh, Dr. Drew is?
Yeah, he actually was bringing that up. He's worried about alcoholics, too, which you can get plenty of alcohol.
Alcoholics? Are you kidding?
Well, I think he's worried about people becoming alcoholics.
Well, there are people who can't get to meetings because the physical meeting is part of the rehabilitation. So some of them are doing them online now.
Yeah. Well, weed shops are crushing it right now, man.
I bet they are. What did Dr. Drew say about the addicts?
Basically the same thing. And then he's worried about new addicts because everybody's drinking to cope.
Oh, well, let's worry about them when they're addicts.
It's a little overstated.
Jesus, Drew. Easy.
Like you're just going to start drinking to the point of becoming an alcoholic just because you can't go outside for 30 days.
I think it's a little more complicated than that.
By the way, there's I got your numbers here for your zip code.
Mm-hmm.
You have 37.
Wow. Oh, Ferndale had 5 more?
Positive tests. It's only 0.16% of the population of your zip code.
Okay.
My zip is at 24, which is the same exact percentage, so...
Wow. Is that so?
Yeah. I guess Southfield and Oak Park are just the epicenter here.
Really?
Yeah. Oak Park so don't is cross close. That, don't cross that imaginary line.
How many in Oak Park?
Well, if you click in this zip, so right next door, it has 165.55% of the population.
Wait, what percent of the population?
0.55.
Okay, so that's half a person.
Yeah, half a person. So the right next door, Southfield, next to that is 125.58.
Oh, that's a good penis town.
Is that a new drop?
Well, we've had
no.
Wait, that's a good penis town? I don't think I've ever heard that.
Yeah, it's from the SNL penis sketch.
It really looks like Huntington Woods, man, is the place to be. They only have 4 cases, 0.06%.
Well, they never leave Huntington Woods.
Exactly.
They love Huntington Woods. It's a cult. They all hang out there.
Pleasant Ridge only has 2
Screw cases. This town. I am out of here.
It's like Scientology. And, of course, they're talking shit. How far in are we, by the way?
Well, how far do you think we are?
Okay. I'm going to say 50 minutes.
40.
Oh, fuck. Are you kidding me?
What? You're pretty close.
Oh, God.
I only think 10 minutes longer than it really is, Drew.
Should I just start lying to him, guys?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's see. David Miscavige. He's not too convinced that there's really a pandemic going on here.
Hmm.
In fact, he's angry that anyone would dare tell him what to do. So anyway, here's some documents that are from within Scientology. We are creating a safe environment in our orgs for the most vital of all activities, training and processing, so you can go up to the bridge.
Can I just point out, by the way, that orgs is capitalized because, you know, it's a proper noun in the Scientology world. That's what the rank and file are. But bridge is also capitalized. What is the bridge?
The bridge, is that where you become, is that where you reach level six or something?
I don't know. Do you know, Trudy?
Yeah, I thought that was a thing on the boat.
It is. It's the where the command center right. of the boat, so... Maybe it's the command center of the spaceship. It might be.
Due to the
aren't they supposed to be able to cure themselves, though? Why can't they cure coronavirus?
Well, I think he believes they can. And he does say, due to the current hysteria, whether you believe it or not, and the only thing you can be certain of is that it is hysteria, our weekend celebrations have had to be canceled. As you may or may not have heard, owing to the current pandemic, in quotes, all types of events comprising large gatherings have been systematically either suspended or canceled, including professional sporting events. Oh, thanks for listening to the podcast. And he mentions California.
Dweller H.
Just a couple weeks ago. By way of a more immediate example, our event hall in Clearwater has canceled all public events until April. Beyond U.S. borders, prohibitions on Europeans traveling to the U.S., not to mention quarantine. Oh. Albeit I, like you, have been eagerly anticipating our annual weekend of all weekends, and indeed had prepared a celebration of mind-blowing proportions.
I think the weekend of all weekends is LRH's birthday weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm sure
Happy
it is.
Happy birthday to him.
Great science fiction writer.
I don't care.
The fact is, even though prohibitions were issued by other standard LRH Sea Org protocol mandates against a mass gathering in times of illness and disease, it is prohibited.
So,
I think he just made that up. LRH Sea Org protocol mandates a mass gathering is prohibited. That's bull. He just made that up.
Oh, man.
He wants everybody to be totally prepared.
Oh, he says, we have already been doing far more and taking greater preventative action than anybody else anywhere on Earth. And by a long way.
What about on Xenu?
First, real information for you and your immediate environment. Booklets containing this information have been provided for all staff and public in any quantity free of charge for dissemination to friends, family, and associates. Second, preventing and or killing whatever the virus is. We have researched and are utilizing the most effective products and applications for eradicating this virus and any virus, bacteria, or germ infestation. Third, medical checks and isolation. It's been longstanding LRH Sea Org policy that ill persons are isolated. This is
the
spread of illness.
They're used to isolating people. They do it all the time.
Apparently, therefore, as preventative measure, all staff and public have their temperature taken each day before services. This extends to the requirement that all staff and public report any feeling of illness before. See, maybe we need to take some of these Scientology.
You should run for president.
Rules the LRH Sea Org manual.
I execute judgment on you, COVID-19.
Oh, Ramos.
That guy, that second banana at the church there.
Yeah.
Does that dude act like he's not really totally into the message?
I don't think he's completely buying in.
100%, yeah. He's just
the devil's trying to give me the flu.
He's there for a paycheck.
Yeah. So once this current situation passes, and it will pass, you're going to need a seatbelt for when the rocket boosters fire for liftoff.
What a dork. Woo! What a total dork.
I mean, that dude's dying ASAP.
This is no big deal for Scientology. They have billions and billions of dollars in the bank. So no biggie. No biggie for them.
But if they're still gathering even on a small level, maybe there will be an outbreak amongst them. Maybe they could arrest him, too.
Like they don't let people go to the hospital as a general rule, though, do they?
Oh, they'll have some kind of a freedom of assembly argument or freedom of something. You know, the Tampa preacher, by the way, who had the big church service, who was arrested.
Yeah.
He's throwing out, you know, First Amendment and separation of church and state. You can't tell us what to do. We're a church. And, you know, what's interesting is that the separation of church and state, gee, seems to me I've heard some churches trying to influence his elections. That's not very separate. In fact, I've seen candidates in church actually promoting their candidacy.
How about the fact how about the fact that he wasn't arrested for what he said?
What did he say he was arrested for?
Well, he thinks it's a free speech issue. He wasn't arrested for what he
said. No, he's got the wrong amendment.
Yeah, for having people come in and congregate. I hate how, like...
I hate these wild card people that you have to deal with who are just so, so wild cardy that you don't even know what to do with them.
That's funny. Did you see what some guy did in Germany, by the way, to get people to stay home? He bought billboards and put spoilers to Netflix shows and movies on the billboards.
That's good.
Thinking that would keep people home from because they don't want to see the spoilers.
Not bad.
It's just kind of different, I suppose.
Yeah.
I mean, if it works.
Good news from the NFL. They expect a full season and full stadiums for all games. Okay. Except exhibition.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. You know, football is far enough away that you can almost wonder about it, but... I guess the thing I would wonder about is they have to practice and have to get ready.
With each other, yeah.
And so I expect they would sacrifice a lot of that just to get the money flowing. There's so much money involved.
Well, I wonder, you know how they do the camps where the team is all, they go away at one place? I wonder if that just is the whole preseason and they stay that way so they're sequestered from their family.
Yeah.
Just so they make sure nobody has it or spreads it amongst themselves. And
makes sense. I got a letter from Luke Nowacki today.
Yeah.
I do too. What does it say?
Oh, it just said that this is crazy.
It's crazy.
And the fear of the unknown is frightening the market, which is true. That always, you know, there's nothing worse for the stock market than what's going on? We don't have a complete answer. So, yeah, it was down, what, 4% today or something? Yeah,
it got hit hard. I don't know if it rallied at the end.
Fucking blows. So, anyway, if you're considering what to do with your finances, or you're considering your financial future, or you haven't got a plan at all, it's a good time to call Luke Nowacki's team at 248-663-4748. Maybe have some sort of a virtual conversation, or maybe a phone conversation, or whatever they're doing over there. Luke Nowacki, 248-663-4748. People need help right now. It's a crazy time. Securities Investment Advisory Services offer through Reliance Associates Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, Reliance Associates Incorporated. Separately owned other entities and our marketing names, product services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated. And we're back in the deals in the D.com studios.
Welcome back from commercials.
Is anybody listening to any radio? Just curious. Not trying to put you on the spot, Trudy.
I listened to a little bit of Dave and Chuck on Monday.
I was trying to figure out, radio is so dependent on in-car listening.
I know.
And so, nobody's in their car.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, remember after 2008, 2009, how low the rates became to buy time?
Well.
It was like one-fourth of what it was.
Yeah, scary.
I can't, and
Beasley let people go today. Not just here, but around the whole country.
A bunch of people.
Some people.
And they furloughed some people, too. Furlough is going to be a very popular term, I predict.
Yeah.
Because people are going to, they're not going to want to fire people, but they're not going to want to pay certain people either until this is over. So they go, well, we got rid of these pieces of shit, and we furloughed these good people, so you get zero until this is over, and then you come back. I see a lot of pay cuts coming.
Yeah, but they let Screamin' go today.
Yeah, Screamin' Scott. No. Yeah, I know.
Genuinely a really good guy.
Oh. Great guy.
Maria DeMichelle, who I think is a friend of all of ours, worked in promotions.
Maria.
Blown out!
Maria! Where are you?
She's been there forever, too.
She has, yeah. Yeah.
Well, they're sure running radio on a string these days, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's almost like they're a podcast.
But thankfully, the head of the company took a 20% cut right now. So, I don't, you know, optics.
Did they say what?
Optics.
Did they say what that salary is with 20% off?
No, but you know, it's a publicly traded company, right?
It's what?
Publicly traded, so shouldn't it be easy to find that out?
Probably. No, I don't know if it'd be easy for most people, but we could probably figure it out.
Hey, you were saying, though, you thought that people on the other side of this would then probably take a pay cut. How ethical is that then to use this as an excuse to cut people's pay when the thing turns around?
Well, I think
everybody's desperate to still have a job.
I just think it'll be one of those things where they go, hey, we had no revenue, nothing for 6 weeks. So we got to make that up somehow. Because that's what people do. They don't go, hey, we're lucky. We still have some money in the bank and we have our beautiful people and we care about. No, no. There's always some asshole going, look at this bottom line. Holy shit. We're not going to make any of our objectives unless we cut the pay.
What's 20% of $1.8 million?
That would be $20,000 times 9. Or no, 18 times 360,000.
I mean, this is just one website, and it's not even the official file.
Wow, she's taking a hit, huh?
Wait, 20%? Yeah, I think it'd be $36,000.
Well, I use a calculator for that.
No, 36,000? Yeah, okay, 36,000. Okay.
360,000. You said
there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty cool. I mean, didn't save any jobs. Well, maybe it did. Maybe they didn't cut a couple more jobs because of that.
Yeah, I don't know. There was a
allegedly.
There was a story about a guy in Hazel Park who killed his wife and slept in the bed with her for a week.
What?
Yeah, lovely true crime story. And the cops actually got a welfare call, went in the house, went in the bedroom. And they're like, hey, what's going on here? And the guy, of course, pops up. And he's like, oh, everything cool. And then they realize that the female was not moving.
Oh, boy.
Wait, they were in bed at the time? The police come in and...
I guess so.
Oh, for God's sakes.
No, I'm still sleeping.
Yeah, it's kind of a bummer. It's kind of crazy.
Well.
I got to tell you, I don't think I'd want to share my bed with a dead person.
I wouldn't either.
Just thinking out of the box there.
I just would think it would stink.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there are some advantages. They're going to be moving around a lot while you're trying to sleep. They'll just be laying there.
Or snoring.
Yeah. But still, I mean, they're still in your bed.
So I did.
I mean, if you care that little about the person, wouldn't you just put them in the garage?
Yeah.
Well, you killed them.
That'd be a good place for
them. Why do you want them in the bed? You killed them.
That's what I mean.
You terminated their life. Why do you want them in the bed all of a sudden?
Well, maybe
nice being wishy-washy and murdering somebody.
Maybe you felt bad like Chris Benoit trying to figure out how to revive them.
Oh, God. That story. Jesus. I guess there's some other great stories in that. Dark Side of Wrestling.
Yeah, I want to start watching those.
And there's some other docs, too. It's funny. People are watching anything they can get their hands on. Somebody sent me, what's the name of that doc? And I started watching it, too, and it's pretty good. Chasing Bubbles was the name of it. It's about a guy who was 25 years old, and it's on YouTube. And it's a documentary about him. At the very beginning, he's out of college, and he's working on the Board of Trade, and I think he's trading pretty well, and he's just totally unsatisfied. He wants to go on an adventure, so he goes down to Fort Lauderdale and buys a sailboat.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
At the point I left off, he was about to sail around the world. So,
okay, one of those.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. But it was kind of a fun watch. I mean, it was
totally false.
Nice.
So he wasn't chasing a monkey named Bubbles?
Negative. No, he was not.
Is Bubbles still alive?
He named his boat Bubbles for some reason. Bubbles, probably.
He named his boat Bubbles?
Yeah, not after Bubbles.
Fucking shit.
Not after Bubbles Jackson.
Bubbles
Jackson.
As if Bubbles had a last name. Still alive.
Bubbles is still alive. Down
he's
in Florida.
36.
Is he down with Carol Baskin? I mean, isn't he down there in Florida?
Currently, he is in the Center for Great Apes.
Oh, whatever that is.
He has a story to tell.
Which is in Florida, yes.
There's another great documentary that premiered last night on HBO. I know you started watching it.
I did. I watched a lot of it. I watched about an hour of it.
And you were as equally excited as I was when Dan Wetzel appeared on the screen.
Yeah, the king of docs.
If there's a documentary that has any connection to sports, and especially a courtroom, Wetzel's there.
Yeah.
And he was on it. And it's a fascinating story about that big bust, quote unquote, of the paying players with Adidas scandal. Which, what a joke that thing became.
I thought it's called The Scheme, and I just honestly, at the hour mark, I was getting a little bit bored and a little bit frustrated and yeah, a little angry at the FBI because the FBI is trying to force something unnatural to happen. They're trying to make this guy who basically takes care of, you know, young athletes from high school on.
Yeah, gives,
probably buys him stuff, and you know, they run up a bills, hoping to sign him
when they become pro
for an agency.
Yeah,
and so you know we've seen this.
It's totally legal.
I'm trying to remember who was it that told me about the Football Agents book, which was a great book. It was the guy that he had tried to represent Ryan Leaf, and Leaf had blown him off.
Yeah.
And they were
Lee Steinberg. Was it Lee Steinberg?
Maybe it was. I don't remember, but he did represent a lot of people. But it was just such bullshit. They were these guys, while they were in college, they were buying them cars and you know all kinds of things. And then they go, fuck you, I'm signing with somebody else. It was like Jerry Maguire.
Yeah.
You know, the handshake thicker than oak.
Yeah. Kush.
Kush. I expect to hear ping pong balls whenever I hear his name.
I got to tell you, though, there is a little bit of a twist coming up in the documentary. I'm not going to spoil it
okay.
for you.
Yeah, I wanted to finish it.
And then at the end, too, because there's some really big name coaches, Sean Miller at Arizona, who's still the coach there. And
Rick Pitino?
Will Wade at LSU, who's still the coach there. And I'll just tell you this point. They both had press conferences where they're like, we don't know Christian Dawkins. That's the main character who actually ended up going to jail for a while. And then it would cut to a phone call with them on the phone with Christian Dawkins, which is just funny when you hear them just make this major declarative statement. We don't know anything about it. We've never had no communication with them. And then, boom, he's on the phone with them.
Well,
Will Wade's is even more remarkable than Sean Miller's. But it's like, God, these and they're both still coaching right now.
I really didn't like the way the FBI, what they did was they sort of got in on the ground floor with this this guy, Christian Dawkins, who had
from
become part of he'd become part of an agency that signed athletes. And he had a real inside because he'd been grading athletes, basketball players, since he was like in middle school, wasn't he?
I think he's best described as a hustler.
Yeah, but he really knew his stuff as far as the players. He knew what 14-year-olds were the best 14-year-olds and what 15-year-olds were the best 15-year-olds. So instead of holding on to his dream to play basketball, which is unrealistic, he decided, no, I'm going to represent these guys, and I'm going to fucking kill it. So he starts doing that, although he doesn't have the license to be an agent. He sort of manages these kids through their careers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that might mean needing some money for this and that to take care of them when they need it. And you might lose them in the end, or you might keep them in the end. But he got a couple first-round draft picks 1 year. So he was paying his way.
Mm-hmm.
And what they did was they got the FBI, or the FBI got involved, and they tried to get him to pay coaches to control players. In other words, to help him control players, their players. But they don't usually pay off the coaches. The coaches and the agents are on different sides of the fence. The coaches want them to stay in college so they can keep winning, even if it's better for them to go pro. And the guys who want to go pro, even if it's not good for them to go pro, because they just have completely competing interests.
Yeah.
So I thought, you know, why is the FBI trying to force this unnatural event?
It just seems like it was a mess from the start, and they were trying to get something that these guys didn't even want to do, which, you know, there's conversations between Christian and other people where he's like, I don't know why he wants to pay the code to you guys, but just take the money.
Just take the money.
We don't understand it. You know, he didn't want to do it, but they were so insistent about it. But it comes back around in a really weird way that I didn't even know about, having followed the story. I think my favorite part of the documentary was when he got arrested. And, you know, he's going into jail. He's going into the correctional facility where Epstein killed himself. And he's talking about how nasty it is and how rough it is. And then he calls his mom and he starts crying. And she's like, well, did you do this stuff? He's like, no. She goes, are you sure? And he's like, no. And she goes, I think the quote was, stop crying and suck it the fuck up. That was a quote from his mom in the documentary. He's like, okay. And then he was home by that night. But
man up. Stop crying.
I thought it was a good documentary, even if you don't know anything about the story, because the story is really kind of hard to follow.
Yeah, it's just I'm in the middle. It's getting a little repetitive, but I'm hoping it gets to a big end.
There's something in there that it's like, you got to be shitting me.
Yeah. I mean, we know. Well, that's why, you know, it was an intriguing thing to watch with college football season coming up, because there was a lot of talk about what a joke the idea that these guys are amateur athletes is, when there's all these people lined up to make money off them, the minute they can, when they turn pro.
Yep.
Which is yeah,
it's such a racket.
How far in are we, Mark?
How far do you think we are?
I guess like 55 minutes just so.
1 hour. All right. See, you just got 5 minutes
see,
back.
It felt like an hour and a half, but.
You're only off by 5 minutes now, though.
All right. I'm taking a timeout, so can you guys talk amongst yourselves?
I was just going to ask if you'd seen the Rolling Stone article with Jeffrey Epstein, the author, the lawyer who defended the women, Bradley Edwards wrote.
You know, I...
God, that's amazing.
There's been a lot of stories.
Yeah, there was. I just read a story about Epstein. I made a bunch of notes on it yesterday, and I'm trying to remember who...
Was that the one about Weinstein?
Not exactly, no. It was...
No, it's from the book this guy wrote.
Yeah, it's from the same book, but probably a different segment. But let me... Go ahead.
Are you taking your break? What was in the...
get out of here!
What was because a little stories have been leaking here and there. I haven't seen the Rolling Stone article. What did
you hear?
Oh, there's just been
little stories you've heard.
Well, the Weinstein one was the big one, which once again, I don't know why a young girl would be interested in meeting Harvey Weinstein. I mean, who really knows who he is? Oh. Plus, he's gross. The new one today that popped out is that Epstein viewed women as nothing more than a life support system for a vagina.
Oh God.
That's an old joke.
Yeah.
I've heard that before. And I'm sorry that I heard it, but I did.
His ideal
was spread around.
His ideal woman was always the youngest looking girl with breasts.
Right. And he loved having control over people. The other thing, I didn't realize that Ghislaine, her dad was a secret agent.
What?
Yeah. Her dad was in intelligence for, I think, Israel and some other country. And so there was a big theory that Epstein and Ghislaine were like undercover or
really?
For some reason. They
yeah,
were,
that,
yeah,
that's been like they've agents. Been chasing that because he claimed he was an agent for the Saudis or something. He had that Saudi passport. The piece I read, Trudy, maybe we read the same piece. I'm not exactly sure, but they talked they talked about Alan Dershowitz and. You know, when he went on that media bender, just blasting Virginia Roberts, who's the one in the picture with Prince Andrew with his arm around her. I mean, she's right. So obviously a victim of this whole thing. He blasted the shit out of her anywhere he could. And what happened was it drove phone calls not only to bring more complaints against Epstein, but also to bring complaints about Alan Dershowitz.
He never took off his underwear though. So
no, he was playing nude volleyball, according to a few people.
Gross.
They said he was playing nude volleyball.
I see him in those underwears.
And also, he would dress in disguise to walk around on the beach and see topless women on nude beaches. He sounded like a super creep. And Copperfield also had extensive contact with Epstein.
I'm not surprised by that in the slightest. Are you?
I wasn't. No, not at all.
What's the great thing about nude volleyball?
I don't know, but I'm no fucking way I'm in that game of Dershowitz's. I wouldn't play volleyball with him clothed. You know he sucks.
Not only that, just think of his sack hanging really low, don't you?
Oh, and it's slapping against his legs back and forth, and oh my God.
I mean, he probably got it tangled in the net a time or two, jumping up.
It's not that big, come on.
Jumping up to, I don't know. Or as Clark would say, he probably left snail trails in the sand. What else did it say? Was there anything else in there?
Well, they ask him, Rolling Stone does a Q&A with the author who's, like I said, again, the attorney for the women. And they wondered, you know, about when he died in jail, a lot of people think he didn't kill himself. Why do you think he did? And so this guy's like, hey, his whole thing, his entire life, was he's a sociopath and he loved having power and control. That's all he ever wanted to do over everyone. He had all these little spy cameras everywhere and he did like like a keystroke tracker on everyone's computer so he knew everybody's emails, what everybody was saying. And once he lost all that control, that was it.
Wow. He was
never going to want to live after that. He wouldn't.
Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself.
Wasn't that Drew's thinking all along? It's like his life's over. He's done. He's cooked. I'm still kind of surprised he killed himself because he had money and he had attorneys to maybe get out of it.
Yeah, but it basically all of his people, his staff were like so excited to be out from underneath all of the power. No one would cross him up to that point, not even the smallest person who encountered him, because he would threaten them constantly. And the author said he threatened him as well.
Is this the book, too, that mentions that he had steroid withdrawal and they think that's why he was not feeling well in prison? And that might have just been an offshoot story that popped up too, but the point being that, yeah, he had to inject himself with steroids because he couldn't get his penis hard no matter how much he tried.
That wasn't in the Rolling Stone article, but I did. You know what? Amazon can get this book to me in like 5 days.
Really? Really?
But nothing else can get through Amazon any faster than that. But Relentless Pursuit is the name of it by Bradley J. Edwards.
Is that one?
So is there speculation that he was injecting his donger just like Weinstein?
Yes.
Do you think that maybe that is what brought them together? The fact that they kept just sticking needles in their dicks?
In each other's? Yeah. They would dock and then shoot each other up. I don't know how they would dock with that stump. Well, wait. Epstein doesn't have a penis, right? Isn't it really small?
That's how they docked. It was a vagina.
Epstein's got the egg-shaped penis, and Weinstein has the vagina-shaped penis.
Oh my god! Lesson learned.
Perfect.
Here. Don't inject your dick with anything because it's gonna look up. It's gonna look messed up.
How can you even do that? I mean, not that I understand it very well, but
what do you want to know, Trudy? I got one of those. I know how they work.
When it's presumably not in its, you know, like tumescent state, it would be very difficult to make a needle go in there, wouldn't it?
I take it back. I guess I don't know if you have to be hard or not to inject things in your
penis. The purpose was to get that way, you know? You inject it to make that way.
Yeah, what am I talking about? Yeah, they couldn't be hard because how else? Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they put a tourniquet on it like a C-ring so they can find a vein. Oh my god! I gotta say, I don't know if you're with me, Brandon, but if you get to that point where you have to inject your dick with things, is it really worth it?
Yeah, just give up.
Is it really? Is it really worth it? I mean, it's a lot of work for messing up your dong. I mean, if you know the outcome is going to be either a Weinstein vagina or an Epstein egg, or a Ailes hamburger penis.
He can't get his penis hard no matter how much he tries.
I'm just saying you have to weigh the risk reward with what's going to happen there.
Oof. Wow. And how fast does it turn around? Like how fast does it just ruin it? I wonder.
Oh, that's a great
soak
question.
It in salt water and see if it plumps up.
Oh, in other words, like for the first couple of times, like, hey, this is pretty great.
Just lay a ding-a-ling on a popsicle stick and put a couple rubber bands around it. And you can say, you know, sorry, it's not like the old days, but it's going to have to do, you know.
You mentioned Amazon. Did you see? I hope that book wouldn't be ordered and going through Romulus because Romulus had a third coronavirus case in the facility there at Amazon. Oh. So all the workers walked out today.
Well, really? Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, the interesting thing is I found out about that story because of a tweet. Did you see that particular tweet regarding that story?
I forgot about that. Please explain it and read it, Brandon.
I'm going to have to find it. Give me a sec.
By the way, Sanjay Gupta said to remove that threat. You take whatever it is out of packaging on your front porch with gloves, and then you bring in what's ever inside.
What? Does he really know that?
Well, they get food delivered, and so the thing is take it out of the bag, and then you just the styrofoam box, presumably.
Well, couldn't it be on the styrofoam box?
Yeah, styrofoam is, I think, less conductive of disease.
No one knows.
Kristen's made me do that. We've gotten like 150 packages in the last couple of days, and I'm just opening them all in the garage and then bringing them in.
Yeah, well, so much of the environment, too, because we're screwed now because all the styrofoam.
But going back here, so it was Kim Russell from WXYZ.
Nice.
She had tweeted out a series of tweets regarding the Amazon warehouse in Romulus. The one that stuck out to me was the one where I kind of learned about the story. And she says, I just interviewed a worker. He says he got a text this morning saying three coworkers are sick. He says Amazon says it is essential, but they're out of essential items. So he's risking his health to ship a massive amount of dildos.
What? Wait, are they really shipping a massive amount of dildos, or is that his way of getting attention? I mean, she's very smart to use that in her tweet because got your eyeballs.
Well, right? I mean, hey, maybe specifically that's his packages. He's been maybe he's in the dildo wing.
He's in charge. Dildos.
they're getting all these, you know, all these women who are at home right now and they can't do anything. They can't go anywhere and they're just browsing, perusing. And hey,
don't mess with my,
you like my vibrator.
Don't mess with my dildo section. I'm ordered by a color and size.
Whoa. Check it out. It's a sex machine.
Are they really busy shipping out dildos?
Yeah, I bet they would be. I bet that would be a big item. Just thinking.
I suppose. I don't know.
Yeah, they're probably a big winner in all this. I can't stop thinking about the winner and the loser list of all this. You know, obviously a big winner, dogs. Oh my God, dogs love it. We're home all the time. I've seen them all over the neighborhood.
Boy, are they going to be confused in 2 months?
Right?
When everyone goes back to work. Who else is a winner?
I mean, they come and go. I need to write them all down.
We had that list. We had Trudy because you didn't have to do those two events.
Oh, yeah, me. Yeah.
You're on the list.
TV is a big winner because everybody's watching TV.
Streaming services, huge winner. Yes. And to an extent, even cable, because a lot of people were cutting the cord. Well, now I don't think a lot of people are going to cut the cord. Obviously, a big loser in this, I feel, is going to be corporate real estate, but we'll see what happens then.
I don't know. Zoom's a huge winner.
Zoom's a big winner. Everybody has figured out Zoom to the point where I thought I saw something where Zoom, people were buying up Zoom stock. However, Z-O-O-M, like that,
the ticker,
those letters are owned by a different company. So they had to like put a stop on it.
No, but too bad. If you don't know the ticker for what you're buying, it's your fault. That's stupid. That other company must have been like, oh my God, what are we doing? That's so great. It turns out they just have the right ticker number. It's funny because with all these things, you know, everyone loves Zoom right now. It's great. We can contact people and do all our meetings. It's always inevitable that there's going to be the quick backlash. And we talked yesterday about Gross Eel had their town hall meeting, and then it was interrupted by people making racist comments and whatever. There's more stories like that today. The YMCA in Buffalo had, I don't know why they were doing, they were doing a live family story time, and it got hacked.
Oh, my.
Unfortunately, unknown participants used inappropriate language and other vulgar content in the program. So the FBI is now warning people that it's called Zoom booming, and they've had multiple reports of conferences being disrupted by pornographic or hate images, and the city of Kalamazoo, Michigan had to close off, you know, their public portion of the city hall meeting because, what a shock, people jumped in and started saying things in the public comment portion of the meeting to the point where they had to shut it down. And it's,
oh, wow.
You know, you can block people, but then again, when it's a city like that and it's supposed to be open to the public, what do you do?
Could be somebody sitting on their bed that weighs 400 pounds, okay?
I still want to do it with the listeners. I think we can do it. I think we can pull it off where we just give out the meeting number and the ID and just have them flood Zoom.
Oh, really?
I mean,
be on with us in the Brady Bunch squares?
Yeah, I don't want to do it on Facebook Live because of some of these characters, but there are toggle switches to turn off screen sharing, and you know, you can keep everyone muted and pick them one by one so not 50 people yelling. Although it would be kind of, I think it'd be kind of fun to hear 50 people yelling over each other.
Be like, yeah, the audio would be a mess. Could there be those people who just have crazy background noise and you're going to stack
you every day?
I know. It'd be a total mess. It'd be kind of fun for a while.
It'll crash our main computer.
That computer has a virus, and I hate to tell you, but it's AIDS.
I don't know. I just got to get Drew on board with the idea. I think we can.
Well, yeah, I know people would like that opportunity to maybe bring back Stump the Staff. We did play a little bit of the Stump the Staff from the old days at the end of yesterday's episode in which Joey Marasso fell asleep, and so everybody had to do it very quietly. Got a good response from that.
Oh, really?
Cool. Yeah, a lot of people said they liked it. They liked hearing that, and they remembered when that happened, and they wanted to know how mad Joey was when he woke up.
Hey, Brandon, remember at the dawn of coronavirus, and I'm not picking on you, because you've had your corona mea culpa, your corona culpa, but remember when you were talking about how X amount kills more people a day or a year than coronavirus?
No, I don't remember ever saying that.
It's pretty well documented. But anyway, it's now the third leading cause of death in the United States by day, behind heart disease and cancer.
Ooh. Ouch.
So, I don't know. It just kind of illustrates.
Look, February, Brandon, didn't really know to the extent he wasn't listening to every single coronavirus podcast like you were, okay?
I wasn't either.
Yes, you were. You're still listening to him. I thought you were freaking out because you were listening to four coronavirus podcasts a day.
No.
I was being optimistic. I was trying to let the listeners know that everything's going to be okay. Sorry if I was going
to
be...
It wasn't just me. It was Drew's telling you too. You just refused to listen to anybody in the room.
Well, I've had to change my stance.
And how is home quarantine going for you? Yeah, out of all the people I know, I think you might be the most miserable.
Yeah, it's just a lot of work. It's difficult, and everybody knows this. There's a lot of people at home right now that are trying to balance these things, working from home. I mean, some people love it. I don't. I need the distraction. I need to get away. Instead, I got Madeline over here. She broke a lamp the other day.
Oh, geez.
She shook the table yesterday.
How long did you throw her in timeout for that?
She took like four or five dumps. I'm telling you, this kid, I love her to death, but dude, she is such a distraction.
Yeah.
And all she ever wants to do is like play and stuff. And it's like, no, go to sleep. But
I know, but come on. When they ask you to play, how do you not play with them?
I don't know.
Can she say stuff like that? Can she say play, dad, or can she do that?
She doesn't have a huge vocabulary. It's down to yeah, dada, mama. And then she sings the Frozen song.
Is that her favorite song now? It's not what was her favorite song before? ELO or
yeah, it used to be the live version of Telephone Line by Electric Light Orchestra. However, she kind of grew out of that one, but she's big on Disney hits and she's big on Sublime. Loves Sublime. There's a lot of
how'd she find them?
I don't know. She was probably just listening to what I was jamming to.
Oh, she's into ska. That's cool.
She likes the upbeat song. She likes to dance along to them. And whenever she hears a turntable, she likes to kind of do the thing with her hand. So
Trudy, I know I know how much you hate Billie Eilish, but apparently Annie really likes that Bad Guy song. Where she just sits there and freezes while it's playing, but the second it's done, it's more. It's like, really? Again? Ugh.
Oh.
So never, hey, Brandon, never let your girl learn how to use a Google speaker where she can just talk to it and ask it to play anything. Because that leads to a lot of fights. Especially when they know how to repeat a song over and over and over and over and over and over and over.
Well, I just found out that it would fart if you ask it to, so I've been asking it to fart all the time.
What? It will?
Yeah, Alexa does, yeah.
Whoa.
Make it do it now.
Oh, wow. It's upstairs. I think so. Yeah. Alexa, fart.
It's just going to end up being Brandon doing it himself.
It's true. Did you fart train it?
It's all the way across the room. You can't hear it, but I guarantee you there was a fart there. In fact, you can ask it to do smelly farts and quick farts and disgusting farts.
Really? Oh, my God. How dumb. Remember, remember yesterday we were talking about Andrew Cuomo's nipple rings?
Alexa off.
Yes. Yelling, now he's fighting with his Alexa. His ex-girlfriend, Sandra Lee. Do you guys know who Sandra Lee is?
No. I don't know who she is. Who is she?
Oh, hey, Drew's back.
I just knew she was his girlfriend. She used to be.
She has a cooking show like on the...
I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helper.
She had
tried to Josina in.
Before I even knew she was with Cuomo, she had this cooking show on the Food Network, and Julie and I hated it because it was called, like, Half Made or something, where she would use a product that was pretty much already cooked and then just heat it up and say, here you go.
Oh.
It was really stupid. But anyways, she has come out to say that it's all nonsense and body shamers ragging on Andrew Cuomo, to which I thought she's the ex-girlfriend. Maybe he got nipple rings after they broke up.
Well, is Andrew Cuomo single?
I think he is now. She said... I just want to say body. Is that body shaming? Wondering if Andrew Cuomo has nipple rings?
No, it's not.
I just want to say body shaming is not okay. It's never going to be okay when people are out on the front lines working hard for all of our benefit and then turn around and body shame them. Shame on you. Knock it off. Do something to uplift people and make the world a better place. Not take cheap shots that are unnecessary.
Oh, he is single. He's single and ready to mingle.
Oh, man.
They broke up in September.
He's going to get so laid.
Yeah, he could probably just be in the biggest orgy if it wasn't for social distancing.
Oh, past tense. It's happened already.
That's why I know you. Ha ha. That's why he's got nipples.
He's on worldwide TV for like an hour a day. How could he not get laid like crazy?
In a hazmat suit, though.
That's right. Just his dong poking.
I hit the Powerball.
Yeah, here's, wow, I just found a story. New York women are coronavirus crushing on Andrew Cuomo.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, here's his response.
Look, if we're going to have sex, that's all it is. Period.
And then this was him in September with Sandra Lee.
Fine, I don't ever want to see you again. Go away. I'm dating somebody else. I hate you.
Hate you.
45-year-old Denise Albert, divorced on the West Side, says she's smitten. For me, it was when I heard him say, my mother is light and joy. What? Does that even make sense?
No.
I didn't think he said that.
He's very mad, by the way. He's mad at his brother, who, you know, was positive because our mom was at his house like a week ago.
Christ. Whatever.
Which kind of illustrates his...
You need to leave.
It kind of illustrates his whole point, though, of social distancing. What if Chris Cuomo kills their mom?
Oh. Arrested for murder.
Hey, speaking of arrested and being released, did you see Tekashi 6ix9ine's going to get out?
Yeah, which pisses me off.
Because he has
I'm so tired of this guy. He is just so lucky. I mean,
I know. It's amazing.
He got off so easy on those first few things because he had hit records and big shot lawyers. And then all of a sudden he's involved in something gigantic. It's so big that all he has to do is rat people out and they go, oh, well, we've scored so much on this that we'll give you a couple of years.
That's great
bullshit.
Guy.
He's always weaseling off the hook. He's just like any of these other people we talk about, like the guy that, you know, killed six people around here.
Oh, yeah.
And he had just a record a mile long. Ah, plea bargain this, plea bargain that.
Do you think that porn store? That porn store's not open, right? I was just wondering if that guy ever got his award or reward.
Oh, for turning him in?
Janitor, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Should have.
Did Kwame get out yet?
Not yet.
No.
He won't get out.
His cellmate has C-virus, so.
Oh, was his cellmate? I just thought it was someone in the prison. Wow, if his cellmate has it, oh boy.
That dude's dying ASAP.
You know, I asked ML about that. I think that was off the air, not on the podcast. And ML wasn't certain if he was still in that prison anyway.
Oh, well. Okay.
So I don't know.
He would know.
Kwame Kilpatrick, fellow inmate, dies after positive test. Okay,
fellow inmate
who died Saturday after testing positive. Blah, 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 blah. Is it the same prison? Patrick Jones serving 27-year sentence for drug crimes when he became ill Thursday. Kilpatrick was transferred to low security prison from a New Jersey facility in December. Okay. Whatever.
Wait, he's in New Jersey?
He moves around all the time.
What the hell? Why did they spend money on moving him around?
He's in Oakdale, Louisiana. He was in New Jersey.
So confused.
Yeah. Is he on the prison yearbook picture?
Hell yeah.
They all have to take a picture every year, don't they?
I'd love to see it. How's Kwame looking nowadays?
He's probably smiling in the picture knowing him. Excuse me.
You all right? Do you need another break?
I think I do need another break pretty soon.
What's going on with you?
I don't know. This topic just wears me out. I'm not a scientist. I don't disbelieve science, but I'm just bored with reading about a virus all day and watching TV and hear people talk about a virus. Just, it makes me kind of crazy. So,
are you going to start crying like Don Lemon did?
I might. Don Lemon was crying because
stopped coming in and purchasing some of these.
He's talking to some boring lady on his boring show.
There could even be a situation where you have the government as the final backstop coming in and purchasing some of these complexes and units. We're not there yet, but it's just one of the things that people will have to consider.
He has such a blank look.
This made him cry?
Yeah, it's going to make me cry.
If I'm crying, it's from dream weavering.
Oh, here we go.
Hospitals, I'm sorry, that was the next thing. Sorry, I told you I was distracted. Bianca, sorry about that. Thank you, Bianca.
Can I just tell you, by the way, we're all, okay. I mean, for you being on air, and I know, you know, this is one of those situations where you try to be stoic and focus on the headlines. It's tough.
Hey, Bianca, so, can you find a closet so it doesn't echo?
Chris, and I know it's tough for you, and we're all fighting and rooting for him tonight.
He's not a hero.
Well, you know, here you go. He said I wasn't going to do this. Jesus. He's probably sitting at home laughing at me. So here's the thing.
Okay.
I have to, when I walk into work every
crying.
Day. And Chris and I are really good friends. We live near each other. And so when I walk into work every day, I have to walk by where Chris is. So I usually like go to his office and I say, well, you know,
gay.
What's doing? Sometimes I bring the dogs and
fucking shit. Well,
anyway, he's just not here. And we have this great relationship.
I've known Chris. Chris and I go back to when he and I both worked at
ABC. Oh, my God, she's blaring.
He was one of the first people to congratulate me when I was pregnant.
I got to tell you.
She is a blarer.
That's the funniest thing about this, because he's trying to have this real serious moment because he's fake crying right now and he's really going to open up the waterworks.
Ugh.
And she just blares it over him.
Oh, my God.
Lemon should have snapped back. Whose show is this?
Wow. That was a blare fest.
Sorry. Sorry. Did that make you feel better at all or no?
I tried to send you something that made you feel better. Elvis Costello did a sort of concert, mini concert from home.
Well, there you go, Drew.
Wait a second. Yeah. Can we watch like one song of it or a half a song or something?
I sent it, I think, to your...
What? To my phone? You did?
I texted it to you.
Just now?
No, today, earlier. But anyway, it's cool.
Brandon, is this on the group text? Was it on the group text, Trudy?
No, it's on your personal.
I'd like to see you play a concert sometime.
In the meantime,
what the hell is it?
There's a little bit of breaking news.
What about?
Hang on, I'm just waiting for the thing to load up here because my computer's the slowest thing in the world.
Yeah, I did peek at the Detroit news when I took my break, and we're about
breaking news with Mort Krim.
We're over 10,000 cases.
We now have the audio of the dildo handler from the Amazon Romulus warehouse.
Oof.
So I'm assuming this is when he starts talking about the dildos.
They should not be selling non-essential items. If you go on the website, all the essential items are sold out. Until you restock and until you close this building, shut it down. Dildos are not essential items.
Dildos? Books
for kids, yes, but dildos? Dildos are not essential items. Books for kids, yes, but dildos?
I love the way he says dildos.
Dildos are not essential items.
That's a weird pronunciation.
Dildos.
For kids, yes, but dildos?
Dildos?
No.
Instead of no, she said dildos. Shit.
Oh, brother.
That's great. That's on Kim Russell's Facebook if anyone wants to see it.
Wow.
Trudy, where's it? I could just look up his concert, I guess.
Yeah, it's Elvis Costello on YouTube. Just check that out. From Isolation. Elvis, of course, because he's moody.
Costello. He would put it in. From Isolation. I can't type without talking. So ridiculous. Now, there he is from Isolation. 42 minutes. He must have done some blabbing, too.
Oh, maybe. Well, I didn't watch it all the way through.
That's really funny you say that, because a lot of these celebrity concerts or whatever, most of it's them blabbing and not playing anything.
I know. They do. They think that it's really important for us to hear certain things.
I thought it was funny, though, because we talked about the Fish concert.
Yeah. Oh,
that's great quality on your phone.
He's talking.
He is.
He's talking, by the way.
The Fish concert, Christopher, you know, the big Fish fan.
Yeah.
You see all the information he dumped about that concert?
No.
Yeah, because it was a recorded one, so he knew a lot about that concert. He said, they did a webcast show for 2014 last night. It could be watched on Facebook or YouTube page. The show they selected was excellent, from Meriwether Post in Maryland. The second set featured a tweezer fest. I don't even know what half the things he's saying in this are.
Yeah, because really, the second set had the Jimmy Buffett remake.
Cool. AIDS burger in paradise. AIDS burger and it ain't nice.
Nice. Warning about Elvis Costello. He plays Peace, Love, and Understanding on acoustic guitar, and then he blabs for like 35 minutes.
Oh, no.
What is
I'm
he
sorry.
Talking about? What in the hell is he talking about for 35 minutes? Oh, my God.
Now, Motley Crue had a thing where they want crew heads to post your version of a Motley Crue cover song.
Oh, dumb.
Hashtag cover the cure. Or cover the crew, I'm sorry, for the cure. Well, this is really
clever.
Complex.
Hey, we should send in this one.
You think it's better than this one that this guy sent in? It's just a guy drumming along.
Ooh, wow.
Oh, Oh, we are starving for entertainment, aren't we?
Is Beato doing any sort of coronavirus lists or anything? Like, you know, six songs or any? We should get a list together, don't you think?
I haven't seen any new Beato in a while. I think he's...
Is he self-quarantined?
He's busy Beatoing off.
Let's see. Who? Lisa Loeb is live right now, if anybody remembers her.
Well, I'm interested for one song.
John Oates? Yeah. By himself?
Oh, I know.
Everyone has suggested you, like, check out John Oates. I'm like,
no.
What
for? Ooh, Billie Eilish and Phineas did one. This is
Save
so
me.
Bad.
Jeez.
Oh, Kidz Bop. Gross.
Yeah, these home concerts, they...
pretty bad. Well, so what they're doing,
doing
though,
it for me.
I will say a lot of them are doing, like, old shows, so the Killers have one on here. Oh, they did a Q&A.
I do not want him coming out on stage unless he's hard.
We're just dying for any kind of entertainment.
I know. Come on. Geldof, I sent you the tweet like 2 weeks ago. It went to your fans, I know, but I know they told you.
Fish is doing a new
one. This for all the dudes on the stage. All y'all gay.
They're doing a new one every night.
Have you checked Miley's talk show?
No. I've seen it pop up here a lot. Dolly Parton's doing one tomorrow.
Drew. Miley Cyrus has a talk show now?
Yeah, on her Instagram. We've talked about it.
You talked about it yesterday, but I hadn't checked up on...
Who's her guest?
I didn't know whether she had the brain power to do 2 days in a row.
Who did she have for a guest?
I don't know if she even has a
Zoe
guest.
Zoe Kravitz and Diplo.
Boring. It's called Bright Minded. She does it every day. Here's today.
If you want to be bright minded,
it's a full hour long.
Okay, let me hear a little of this foolishness.
Oh, guess who one of her guests is today?
Who?
Ashley Graham.
Oh, great. We talk about body shaming.
On my Instagram show. On my Instagram show.
Let's go. Get into the content, Miley. You're 21 seconds.
Jesus.
Stay lit, everybody.
Here.
Good morning and
great sound quality
to some of y'all watching. I've got
no headphones, no microphone
today.
Yeah, boy.
Yesterday we talked about the incredible
in your bathroom
doctors and healthcare workers who are working tirelessly and heroically.
Oh, I didn't know. I had
lives.
No idea.
Today I want to highlight more people who are behind the
her hair in this is severed at birth with Joe Exotic. Look.
So I hope today you'll
doesn't it look like Joe Exotic's hair? She looks a little like
resemblance.
People working in grocery stores, the people driving trucks and delivering goods to us.
Wow,
and the
I had no
making
idea.
Critical supplies. I'm so inspired to see people stepping up.
Let me speed forward here.
This is what makes me crazy is hearing the same shit over and over and over,
over
all day
over.
From a million different people.
Looking for Ashley. Say hello to the internet.
I wanted to start the show that everyone could share their routine.
She basically has guests just revolving into like 13 guests.
They're kind of coping. Yeah, actually, I was inspired by you because I've been watching what you're doing, and I was like, this is really cool because people can tune in.
Hey, you're no
they
Miley.
Feel like
get out
they're
here, lady.
Connecting with you. They feel like they're learning something through all the people that you're speaking with. And so I was like,
Is this Ashley Graham?
No, but she's supposed to be next. This lady won't shut up.
Starting tomorrow.
Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, it just sounds like a bunch of blubbering to me.
It's the same content.
What did you expect?
I don't know.
Can we hear Nick Lachey again? I love that
one. No, I cannot do it.
Okay,
it's such a good song.
It's a good song.
It's so bad, it's good.
Yeah.
We both know that we shouldn't be here. This feels wrong. And baby, it's killing me. It's killing you.
I'm telling you, we got some messages on the boner line about that song.
Were people loving it?
Oh, that's right. We have a boner line today.
Oh, there's mixed feelings on it.
What? Are you serious? Are you
there's,
serious?
Some
are you
stuff
serious?
On borderline about are you serious, too. You'll
I
see.
I did, and I literally freaked out because
here's Ashley Graham.
With you.
I literally freaked out.
You radiate like so much light and
she
love,
radiates like so much light, Drew.
And it's just an honor to have you on the show because I just think it really connects.
Thank you.
Why are you honored to have her on?
I don't know if I can be on the planet long with these two people. It's either me or them. Somebody has to go.
Well, honestly, you kept popping up on my lives, and it was like your live kept popping up, so I kept going to it.
Who's watching your kid right now, Graham?
Colors, your fun little looks.
All right, I can't take any more of it.
I saw Ashley Graham's, like, you know, in the makeup section of the stores. No, you guys wouldn't know anything about that, but she's repping for, I don't know if it's Maybelline or one of them. It is the worst picture ever.
Oh,
I don't
really?
See how it sells lipstick.
I don't it's think
like
she's
Ashley
that
Graham
anyway.
Looking terrible.
Yeah. Oh, boy,
you okay?
Yeah.
You want a boner line?
Yeah, let's do the boner line. No, I was really, I don't know why I thought that Miley Cyrus would be doing something.
Well,
something besides just, you know, having people on telling her how great this is, that she's doing something.
Well, today's episode was all about, you know, mental health. So,
oh, I see. Well, she should have had Meghan Markle on then. She's an expert on it.
She right. probably will.
Here's all of Brandon's hard work from the boner line today.
Get on the ball and start producing some of these boner lines.
Stop whining.
If Drew plays Nick Lachey's stupid freaking song one more time, I'm going to start licking toilet seats. Do not play that song anymore.
I don't want to hear you whining.
Drew, you keep playing that damn Nick Lachey song. I was doing my dishes today. The next thing you know, I'm humming and singing to myself, if we go outside now, we might spread the disease.
I just wanted to say, I noticed that Bernie Sanders sounds an awful lot the hard part from the Pink Panther cartoon.
We must act boldly to move away from fossil fuel to energy efficiency.
When it's this hot, a smart aardvark needs to conserve energy.
I just heard Yolanda.
Yolanda!
I had no idea that she's a, who's this? Who's calling?
Who's calling?
Shiny and sparkly and splendidly bright. Here one day, gone one night. Gone too soon.
Audio separated at birth. The guy that took the mortgage broker hostage, and the guy says, I gotta take him down.
God damn it, you guys with those Kodaks, get out of the way.
Where's the bathroom? I gotta take a dump.
Audio separated at birth. Cardi B. Coronavirus! And the chick, she's not a Christian!
Coronavirus!
Carol Baskin in The Tiger King is the biggest piece of shit in the world.
I agree!
Guys, if you're looking for more stuff to watch, I don't know if maybe you talked about it and I just missed it, but there is a phenomenal documentary about Bob Probert on Amazon Prime. If you haven't checked it out yet, I strongly suggest you do so.
No,
thought you guys would be happy to know you're not the only ones technical difficulties. Rush Limbaugh came on today and the show started with dead air. They went to commercial. They got through one. Halfway through the second one, all of a sudden Rush was on. Wah, wah.
I took it to Geek Squad. Had some incel fixing.
You know, technology and stuff.
The mosquitoes are going to be out pretty soon. And they're going to be spreading the shit all over, too. So get ready. Better go get some bug spray before everybody hoards it.
I don't like flies.
See, I got an audio separated at birth. Brandon on the March 29th episode at about the 2 hour 10 minute mark, just and Kip from Napoleon Dynamite.
Are you serious? Are you serious?
Audio wow. separated at birth. Brandon late in today's podcast saying, "Are you serious?" with Todd Corser's assistant.
Are you serious?
Are you serious? What are you talking about?
Keep it stiff.
It is over.
That's the boner line for
That's
the day.
Great. Well
yeah.
done. Well done, everybody.
Right. Good one.
Especially you, Brandon.
209-66 boner. We are getting some calls. I think I have 10 since we started the show, so keep them coming and
cool.
Appreciate it.
Hmm. By the way, the Proby doc.
Is that the one you saw in the theater?
Yeah, I talked about that a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, Eli went to the theater. I saw it at home, but it's and somebody kept emailing me about Sugar Man. I'm like, Sugar Man? Wasn't that like 7 years ago?
Didn't it win the Oscar? It was nominated at least.
Yeah, no, it was really good. I wouldn't mind watching it again, but just saying. And Southfield AMC Star Southfield permanently closes.
Wow. Now, was this because of coronavirus?
They closed.
Was it going to be closing anyway?
AMC theaters closed across the nation on March 17 due to coronavirus pandemic.
But this one's going to be permanently closed, right?
Yes, permanent.
I remember when that thing opened and it was such a big party and the atmosphere.
Oh, it's a really nice place. Yeah.
It's, I mean, huge.
It's Art Deco.
It kind of went downhill a little bit.
Yeah, it did. Some people weren't just crazy about going there at night.
Oh, really?
Well, they had security driving around all the time because there was a lot of riffraff.
Mm.
Theater cost $40 million to build. Wow. God, I should get in the building theater business. I've done it for 30. In June 1997, with much pomp and circumstance, was the flagship of the Star Theater chain. Oh, I guess they don't have a flagship then.
Oh, man. That was kind of cool, though. After a while, you know, it'd just be sort of a place to hang out, as though a bar, you would go to a bar inside of a theater.
Yeah, it was one of the first.
Shocked that it didn't work.
Yeah, it's kind of strange. Oh, wait. Howard name-dropped the WRAF show twice today while interviewing Jimmy Fallon in a good way?
That was the Dick the Bruiser. He was talking about Dick the Bruiser.
Okay.
Oh, when he was here in the market?
Yeah, he had made mention that when he was here in the market, the Riff Morning Show was basically just one guy who did voices and the other guy who was a straight guy. That's it. Hmm. But he did mention that he absolutely destroyed Howard's ratings.
Yeah, he wasn't here that long.
No.
In 1980. But yeah, I listened to Jim and George were on the History of WRIF podcast. And
really?
Yeah. It was pretty good, actually.
When are you going to be on there?
I don't know.
Huh.
I think the person putting all that together is no longer at WRIF as of yesterday.
Well, yes and no. Yeah. I think one of them still is.
Okay.
Kind of contracted out, but the person in charge of podcasting is for Beasley.
So
good luck with the podcast.
What happens to the podcast? Since they're firing all the on-air people, too, I guess there won't be any podcasts.
It's going to be in the Wild West over there.
You guys can do a special episode where you're feeded for that on wheels.
Just, oh.
You know, tell the stories.
Not a
the history of WLLZ.
The history.
Actually, that'd be really funny if Wheels now.
I mean,
did
you
it.
Could obscure the call letters, but just tell the stories. I think would people tune in for that? Do you think? I guess that's a dumb idea.
The history of WRF is going on until I think 2022 when they turn 50, or is it 2021? I think it's got a year to go at least.
Oh, okay. Well,
so I think they're saving me for the final episode.
They might ask you. You don't think so?
I don't know. Steve Kostan was on. Jim Johnson was on. There are other radio stations.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, maybe they're saving the best for last.
Obviously.
Clearly, yeah.
Jeez. Oh, well. I was reading about influencers today, too, that all these influencers are just crying because they're not making any money.
Well, boo-hoo.
I know.
There's a lot of people not making any money right now.
Exactly. I don't know why that would be such a unique problem. Like, oh, my God, I'm so upset the influencers are making money.
Maybe they should cut their rates. Right?
Yeah, they've been on this thing with, remember, was it Vine and Snapchat?
Oh, yeah.
Were sponsoring?
I am worthless.
Yeah.
And they pretty much determined that this doesn't really work. The value is not there. And, you know, I don't know about these Instagram posts, but if you have 150 million followers like Kylie Jenner, sure. Obviously you're going to reach a lot of people.
Sure.
But if you're getting charged for 150 million people, I don't know.
It's so hard to get those eyeballs that quick. I mean, people just fly through their Instagram.
I don't know what she charges.
And Vine is so short, you know, when it was around, they were 6 seconds. So do you really see what the ad even is half the time? You know, most of the ads they say that work are the ones where, like, Kylie Jenner's making a stupid, smoothie with some superfood in it, and that's the ad.
Oh.
You know, where they're actually using almost more like product placement. But the mid-level influencers, they say that's just not what they call micro-influencers, where they get maybe $50 a post that agencies are realizing it's not worth it.
I know. I see people posting stuff. I'm like, wait a second. You have no following. Yeah. What are you doing posting something?
Yeah, why pay 1,000
How
people?
How dare you charge someone for an ad on your stupid
following? I have no job qualifications. I could never work a normal job.
You mean to tell me that a post, this girl had 100,000 followers, the one that was.
I have no skills.
She has no skills. She admits she has no skills. In fact, she said if she didn't get her following back, she would be on the street.
The last thing I want to do is be a fucking homeless prostitute in the fucking street doing meth.
There you go.
Now she's on Cameo.
She'd be a homeless prostitute doing meth. So what advertisers, what in the world? She has no skills.
Maybe
why
meth.
Would you post and pay her for her 100,000 idiots that follow her? I mean, can you tell me that there are people with lots of income following that dope?
The one person should be paying her is meth. I think she'd be a good example for meth.
That's true.
Although meth doesn't have an advertising budget. They don't need it.
I did appreciate her honesty was very endearing.
You think she's self-aware?
I'm not work material.
Not work material. It's funny.
I have no skills.
I'm sure the other influencers.
I bring nothing to the table.
The other influencers must have just hated that someone says
I have no job qualifications. I could never work a normal job.
Essentially, it implies that she's not work material and that she can only do something easy like Instagram.
I have nothing. Without my following.
What a dope.
Did she get her whole following back, Brandon?
She got a lot of attention. I don't recall if her Instagram got unlocked. I think it must have. Otherwise,
yeah,
she would have kept putting out rants.
Yeah, she'd be suicidal. You
need
dead.
To learn how to suck some goddamn dick.
And she did a cameo for us.
That's her manager at Instagram.
Wait, she did a cameo?
She did for us. We bought it.
Wait, who did?
Didn't we buy it or did one of our listeners buy it?
From her?
Yeah.
I never saw that.
Didn't Brandon? Yeah. Am I crazy?
I remember seeing it, but I don't know if it was specific to our show or not.
I think it was. She's thanking us.
Let me check
profusely.
Her Cameo profile because she didn't have a ton.
Well, this is news to me.
Who would buy a Cameo for? I mean, honestly, I just don't get it.
I am worthless.
Well, I'm curious about what the Cameo messages are now that it's coronavirus.
Wash your hands, socially distance. I don't know, abundance of caution.
Anyone who does anything besides that? Or is it just 100% that?
You know, I haven't looked lately. Let me check. Uh-oh. I'll go to Cameo.
Is Cameo in trouble? Oh, no.
No.
I think Cameo is going to take a hit. I really do.
Why?
Because people are just going to be watching their money.
I just think...
If you're not going to work, you have to be wondering what the fuck is going on with your job. Even if you're getting paid, I think you wonder a little bit.
Don't you think Cameo... I mean, the Cameo company, that thing... their overhead is pretty small, isn't it?
I'm not saying Cameo is going to shut down. I'm just saying I just have to believe that this is the kind of thing that hurts.
Oh, here's a new one on Cameo.
It requires a lot of disposable income.
Here's a new one on Cameo. Let's see. How do I get this going? Why can I not hear audio on it, Brandon?
Is that my girl with no follow with who's
That's
lost
her,
without
yeah.
her follow?
Oh, God, she's gotten grosser.
Oh, dear.
Now she was chubby.
Yeah. Nico Goodrum of the Detroit Tigers is now on Cameo. for $25
to make up for his major league salary,
I suppose. Kenny Lofton.
I saw Kenny Lofton too.
Does anyone know? Do baseball players get paid whether they play games or not? I have not read it anywhere.
That's a great question. I assume
I can tell you right now that the minor league players don't, because there's a lot of pros that have big contracts that are actually paying the minor league players some money.
Shin-Soo Chu,
he's paying every single minor leaguer in the Rangers organization $1,000, and there's 190 of them.
Good guy.
Why would not the Rangers take care of their players instead of one player? Or why wouldn't they jump on top of that and say, well, he's got $1,000, we'll give you $2,000. I guess I don't want to spoil those minor leaguers who are used to shit pay.
Yeah, who aren't part of the union, so why do they care about them?
Did you find our girl?
Yeah, play her. Do you have her Cameo, Brandon?
Who is buying Cameos? I mean, honestly, I would like to see who those people are. I wish I could see them all in one room. The people that bought Cameos from that girl. There'd have to be something
really
fascinating about them.
She's gross.
What's her name again?
Hey, Capster. Happy birthday. What's good? It's your girl, Jessie Taylor. Duh. And I just want to say happy birthday. And your friend bought this from you. And I just wanted to tell you that you're so loved by everybody. And just so you know, if you ever need a good laugh, like, watch my streams. Like, this is the reason why I do what I do, is to make other people happy.
Oh, shut up.
This means so much that they would go this far as to do the cameo. And I just love doing these so much. And I just really hope that you have a better day and just know that, like, your birthday is lit. Happy birthday. Not sure how old you are.
Who would pay for
this?
But
Andy just left. So it's just
worthless.
Okay, well, I love you so much. Bye.
I'm seriously dying to know who pays for these. Who would buy a cameo from this girl? What? It's got to be a joke, right?
It's $15.
So what? $15 could be used for anything else and have more value than what you get for that.
It looks like she's only done two.
Who knows who she is? Who gets a cameo and goes, oh my God, it's Jesse Davis?
I bring nothing to the table.
It's Jessie Taylor. You don't even know her. You don't remember her last name. That's all.
What is up? It's Jessie. Hi, Habibi. Hey, Zemra. I don't know if you're Arabic or Albanian. I tried checking your profile out. I wanted to wish you such a happy birthday. I love you so much.
You do not.
And always watching my channel. Shout out to your Instagram. Everybody go follow her. And I just hope you have the best birthday ever. And I hope this just makes your birthday better. It's very early where I'm at, but I wanted to wish you happy birthday all the way from Houston, Texas.
Slut.
Okay, see you. Bye.
What the fuck is on her Instagram page? What in the world does she do?
I don't know. Shows her vagina, maybe? I don't know. Well, that would scare people. She'd have to show her boobs.
Well, I love when she goes...
Oh, the name of her Instagram is Jessie Taylor, duh. So maybe that's a thing.
Okay, because when she said, my name, it's Jessie Taylor, duh. I was like everyone knows who Jessie Taylor is?
Yeah, she's that girl who has no scales.
That's true.
Oh, wait, go back to that one. Brandon's flipping through her Instagram right now. Look, this is from Pompano Beach, Florida. She's got her butt sticking out by a police car, and she wrote, fuck Corona in 12.
How stupid.
She's positive. She
is
totally
dying.
Is.
Yeah, she's going to die ASAP.
Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Oh, gross. Click on that one. Gross. Look at that. Ugh.
What are the comments on the post?
She wrote,
is she what, bottomless? And we see her ass from behind?
She wrote, my ass is homegrown. None up for debate.
Hey, looking like two McBiscuits.
What the fuck? That MF kind of fat. That motherfucking kind of fat.
Bro, when can I hit that?
Oh, gross. I think you spilled some cottage cheese on your legs. Oh, is that an Arby's roast beef sandwich? Double the meat hanging between your legs down there.
Oh, man.
And then this guy, damn. It smelled like shit too. Someone else wrote that. We'll be better if you. It'd be better if you started to work out for your benefit. Your puke. That's fine. That's a nice comment. Your puke.
The world is an ugly place. Just ugly.
You are nasty as fuck. I put this BBC all up in that ass. If you super wet too. What?
Oh, I know what BBC is.
Wait, well, yeah.
Okay. What's that, Trudy? Just figure it out.
What? Give us one word.
Big.
Pathetic.
I was just,
that's a word.
I was just excited that I figured one out.
There's a comment. Pathetic.
Hey, how much for your thong?
Ugh, gross. What's the reply to that? Did she reply or did someone else? You weird. That was the reply. You weird.
By her?
No, some other dude.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy. She's gross.
I'm not sure what's dumber, that people actually type in responses to that ridiculous picture or that we're reading them.
She's right, though, man. She has no qualifications. Zero.
Why would all those people?
I'm not work material.
There's so many hotter chicks. I mean,
I have no skills.
If you have absolutely nothing to do, why would you go on her Instagram? She's fat.
He's like picking on her.
You need to learn how to suck some goddamn dick.
Oh, God.
There's a video of her in a ridiculous outfit looking gross.
I know, and she's not hot in that outfit.
Ugh.
But she's one of, I mean, I guess a lot of it is if you think you're hot, maybe you're hot to somebody.
I suppose. Well, who's that guy hugging her there in that picture?
Probably your
hey
dad.
Guys, what's up? I'm in Houston, Texas. I'm giving out some Taco Bell to the homeless people. Let's get started.
Taco Bell for you?
She's walking up to this homeless guy giving a Taco Bell.
She's doing this for clicks.
He's He's like, I don't know who you are.
I'm running my business. I'm running my business.
That guy's not really homeless, is he? So you just got off the golf course.
There's two people giving out Taco Bell to homeless people, and only one homeless person.
That white dude, he doesn't.
No, he looks like he got off the golf. That guy's not homeless.
I think that's your dad.
Is this all fake?
Probably. Her dad has to hug her.
How much did she eat herself?
That lady doesn't need anything to eat.
One of the comments on it is clout chasing at an all-time magnificent sad low. And I gotta go with that guy. She's only, like you said, she's only doing it for the clicks.
I know, it's so ridiculous.
Mind you, she pulled up in a very nice Audi, too. So that's just rubbing it in.
Wait,
the homeless
she is an Audi?
I guess. I mean, unless it's someone else's car.
Because she's, you know what? It's really funny to think about this. She claimed that when they took her following away, she claimed she made $100,000 a year on her Instagram account.
I have nothing without my following.
That blows my mind. She has no skills. None. Nothing. She brings nothing to the table. But for putting out these,
no skills.
For these stupid posts, she was making $100,000.
Wait, where? But I don't see any. There's no ads on any of these, are there?
I don't know. Must be. There used to be, I guess.
Sad.
Oh, I'm so worried. Sad. So worried about this planet.
Maybe pandemic will you know, like kill a little of that off. Not literally, but figuratively. But maybe it'll go away a little bit.
I feel
that
like
would be cool. Wouldn't it be refreshing on the other end of this?
Doesn't it really seem like it's killing people that, you know, make the economy work and move because they're flying places? And I mean, at least a lot of the early cases here, they tend to be well-off people.
No, they're
travelers.
They're people on the go.
Yeah.
And
or
I still
out there doing stuff productive.
You know, when they were talking about how many flights were flying today versus a month and a half ago, I couldn't believe how many were today. And I know I mentioned it earlier, but I'm thinking, what is so important for all these people? And I forgot how many planes were leaving New York, but it was like, I don't know, like 115 planes or something. Normally it's way more. But I'm thinking, wait, that's 115 plane loads of people leaving New York. What is so fucking important? Why wouldn't they have left earlier if they had to be somewhere?
Yeah, I don't know. I do know Delta was giving free flights to medical personnel in other parts of the country that wanted to fly into New York.
Well, these people were leaving.
Which, I mean, what heroes?
Is that safe? That's not even safe because I wouldn't set foot on a plane or a cruise ship or any of those things.
And these cruise ships, by the way, I think... did the Coast Guard say,
yes,
no cruise ships are coming in, you guys are fucked.
Stay
just
where you
stay
are.
Out there and fuck yourself.
Yep. And then they're going to start sinking them like some people suggested a month ago.
And by the way, staying out there, is that going to do them much good?
How long can a boat
We're essentially
stay
punishing
there?
Them for going on a cruise at the wrong time.
Well,
I mean,
when did they leave?
Well, okay, look at Florida acting so high and mighty. Florida, that just is shutting down tomorrow night and saying, oh, we can't send these resources for non-Floridians? Oh, my God.
Florida is the worst. Everything about them is
Florida,
just
look,
terrible.
There's a shot of the beach in Florida right there. Look at that. And there's people every fucking where.
And there it is today.
Yeah, I heard the governor saying, oh, we're going to 70 miles of shoreline. We can't police all that. Well, you didn't even shut it down, you dick, so shut up.
Florida's going to be a disaster. It's going to be the new epicenter.
The new epicenter, Michigan, because today we went over 10,000 cases. We have 337 dead from coronavirus in Michigan now. I mean, isn't that amazing?
Hey, Trudy, are you jealous of Dr. Heather Brix's scarf game? She's got a very nice scarf game. You know, the doctor at all the press conferences?
I mean, the one that most people refer to is that lady?
Yes, yeah, because nobody knows who she is. The lady at the press conference. Yeah. The only female at the press conference.
And by the way, today Trump was talking, and everyone's standing close to each other. It's like, what the fuck? Don't they realize they should be standing 6 feet apart just to show everyone?
Yeah. No.
Come on!
Well, and Kimmel points out that he just manhandles the microphone, and then everybody gets up in turn and puts their mouth next to it.
Yeah, so. Why aren't they wearing gloves and masks?
Yeah, I don't know. Because they can't get any.
I'm really fascinated by all these cruise ships that just have to stay at sea.
I know. One of them has four dead people on it.
Yeah.
Gross.
If everybody dies, can they sink the ship? I just want one of these ships to go.
I think they just put one of them. The last guy alive just puts it on full blast, and they go for the Payne Stewart. You know, wherever, whatever, wherever we land,
real ghost ship. They're just gonna fly into a port.
Stewart thing. If you think about that Payne Stewart thing, it is so freaky to imagine this plane going 600 miles an hour with 12 people who are just passed out.
There's got to be a documentary on it. Somebody out there, if they've ever seen a documentary. Why isn't there a 30 for 30 on the Payne Stewart death flight?
I need more docs. I'm going to look that up. Let me look it up right now.
Haven't you looked up enough things during this show, mister?
No. This is important. This could be fascinating.
So
there's one.
I guess is the Coast Guard going to send, supplies to these ships, or are they just going to stay out there floating?
Plane of death, duck.
Does anybody
know? Send supplies out? They'll have to do that. They can't just let them starve out there. That's
meant to
let them starve. Just
well, I know you want that.
I don't care. Well, come on. We all knew ages ago that they were just a disaster.
You didn't get a refund.
Man, it doesn't look like there's any. Documentary. Oh, wait. Payne Stewart documentary and the eerie missing footage from his Pinehurst Triumph. What? Pinehurst Triumph? Who fucking cares about that? He was on that crazy plane.
Did you see Elon Musk getting shit today on Twitter?
For what?
Let me see if I can find it.
For banging, what's her name, Amber Heard?
No. He did a very nice thing donating respirators. I think it was to one specific hospital.
Why does he have a bunch of respirators sitting around?
Good question.
I don't know.
Is that what people are ragging him about?
No. So there's a picture of people thanking him, and everybody immediately jumps on him and going, those aren't respirators. Those are all CPAP machines. I looked at the picture, and I go, that's the exact CPAP machine I use, which isn't going to help anybody. Isn't going to help anybody who has. But, you know, the government did say, you know, they can retrofit it or something. I don't know. Really? But he's been offering, giving up all these ventilators, doing a nice thing, and everyone just has to shit on him.
Wait, why does he have so many CPAP machines?
Well, he wrote yesterday, we have extra FDA-approved ventilators. We ship to hospitals worldwide within Tesla delivery regions. Device and shipping costs are free. Only requirement is that the vents are needed immediately for patients, not stored in a warehouse. Please at me or at Tesla know. And so then they thanked him, and everyone's like, those are respirators. People are such assholes about everything.
I know. There's a story today about Johnny Depp and the PI. Amber Heard paid a PI to dig up shit on him.
Yeah.
Because they were, fighting over this breakup. And this PI said he went everywhere Depp goes, even, France and Italy and, places where he had some sort of a footprint. And he said, I talked to all these people. Everyone liked him. The one thing he did find out was that a lot of them didn't like Amber Heard.
Uh-huh.
It reminds me of when Scientology went after Trey Parker and Matt Stone for their Scientology South Park episode. So they hired a bunch of private detectives to dig dirt, as Scientology likes to do.
Oh, yeah.
And unfortunately, they couldn't find anything that was detrimental to them, so they had to back away.
Nice church, by the way. PIs to dig up dirt on people. Are we in the Hall & Oates helpline?
Well, you said private eye. Private.
That's one of the choices. They never change them.
Except they pronounce it private ties.
How far in are we, Mark?
How far do you think we are?
I'm going to say 155.
2 hours, my man.
Okay.
Ooh, yeah. Good.
I think that's enough.
Yeah.
What is going on with you? I'm really.
Well, if you guys want to carry on, that's fine.
Oh, I'm burnt.
No, I'm just. Honestly,
I got laundry to do upstairs.
I've never really dreaded doing a show before, but this week has been. I've been in dread mode because I just am. It's like there's no other topic. Coronavirus. Doesn't matter who you're with, how long you're with them, who joins the group. It doesn't matter. Everyone will be talking about it. If you go on Facebook, it's all coronavirus.
The
news is coronavirus. It's just tiring.
I like to think we've taken different angles at it, though. No?
Well.
Trying to find different stories.
We're
doing
to
a terrible job this week.
No, I just think it's just a tough topic. I mean, it's not. I just never signed up to do a show about a pandemic. And
I did.
There's very little. there's very little to talk about outside the pandemic. I'm not trying to say I'm a victim.
Hey, I'm just trying to send you non-corona stories
day. Let's check It's hard to pretend that the topic is somehow enlightening or interesting or makes me. I want to know more.
Let's check.
It's like I want to know less.
Let's see what Brandon.
If you keep the news cable channels on, you'll fucking lose your mind after about 2 hours.
Turn them off.
I do.
Oh, okay.
No, that's what I'm saying. Talking about it on this show is not much better than having CNN on, to me.
Okay.
That's all.
Here's Brandon's non-coronavirus stories for the day. Joe Biden and Gretchen Whitmer. So, yeah, we covered that.
Oh, I saw an interesting Joe Biden story, by the way.
Okay.
It was about Tara Reid, not the Tara Reid.
Yeah, the other one.
The girl that accused him of
fingering her.
Putting her digits,
yeah,
or his digits in her.
Yeah.
I'm picturing his fingers being really dirty.
I just picture him being bony.
You don't have to picture anything. I don't want to picture knuckle. Anything. Anyways, somebody, and this might have been on Facebook, so take it for what it's worth. It was the Washington Post and the New York Times, and the same number of days after an accusation as Tara Reid and the Christine Blasey Ford. And it was Christine Blasey Ford mentions in the same period. It was like 103. And the Tara Reid that Joe Biden allegedly molested, zero.
There is a major.
In Washington Post and New York Times,
there's
zero.
A major caveat, though. You just talked about it. The pandemic's going on.
Well, but
I mean,
there are publications.
I understand that. I agree with that.
If you find news, it's even more interesting.
I'm surprised it hasn't been reported more. However,
it is being reported in certain places, but not in those places. And Christine Blasey Ford was very meaningful for a number of reasons. But, you know, that we're talking about a high school thing. This is Joe Biden while he's a senator. For whatever you think about Christine Blasey Ford, I mean, I thought that whole thing was a circus. It was fucking crazy.
It was a circus. Did she ever get her second door?
I don't know. Where's Christine? Did she spend all her GoFundMe money on security like she was going to?
Here's some more Brandon non-coronavirus news. Look how much these asshole pet influencers are getting paid per post.
Yeah.
That was an interesting little piece.
It pissed me off. There's one Pomeranian getting $45,000 for every Instagram post.
Really? I was thinking about getting a Pomeranian.
Well, do it, Drew.
That's a good idea. I love Pomeranians. I think they're cool as hell.
Think of how much money Mags and Layla could have made.
I know. I miss Mags in particular during the pandemic. I don't know why.
Well, another body around.
But Layla's been great. Layla's been really good during the pandemic. I don't know.
You need to walk her more. That's what you need right now. You need to get outside.
No, I have been walking her. It's fun to walk her. That's like the highlight of the fucking day.
I know, but you need to get outside more because you're only.
What do you do? Jumping jacks? I mean.
Yes, whatever. Anything.
Go on a nature trip?
Fucking garden in the backyard. I don't know. Dig a hole. Do something different.
Nature.
Dig a hole.
I don't know. Whatever you want to do.
I'll be a bird watcher.
Oh, no, that's gay.
There's nothing to do. I agree. I could go for a walk every day. I wouldn't mind because it would help my back.
I'm bringing the kids over tomorrow, man.
No, you're not.
That'll occupy you. You can do some puzzles with them.
Just because you're keeping your misery private, don't blame me for expressing mine.
I'm not miserable. I'm having a great time.
Well, then why would you bring the kids over? You love being with them, so why would you bring them over here?
Because I like being with them, and I want you to experience.
Oh, you think they'll give me the boost that you have?
Yes.
Okay, I disagree.
They don't take your energy at all.
I'm trying to trap you.
I know. There are a lot of people who are just losing their shit having to be with their entire families the whole day. I totally get it. I mean, it's a weird thing to think about. I was thinking about being with my mother, for example, and, you know, she just died last year. So I don't mean to be mean, but it just would be hard if, like, me and my brothers or my sisters were stuck with my mom for 2 months.
It's hard.
We'd go fucking nuts. Oh. And she'd go nuts, too.
Yeah.
She'd go nuts first.
It's hard, man.
It is.
I feel bad for Julie. She's with them all the time.
And if you're in a, if all relationships are 100, how many relationships out of 100 are typically undergoing not the greatest of times? At least 30, right?
Oh, yeah.
At least. Well, at least probably 70.
Because not only are you on top of each other now, no matter what, but you do.
Yeah, and you're really not that happy. You're wondering about the whole thing about marriage. Is marriage really a good idea?
I wasn't going to say that. I was going to say you have the, Jesus. You have the whole underlying.
Oh, believe me, there are plenty of people saying.
Oh, I know. But I just mean you have the whole coronavirus thing, too. That's what's keeping you.
Well, yeah,
you
I know. There, but so. But it sticks you with, I don't know, Trudy, am I on a crazy rant here?
No, I don't. I think you're absolutely right. People are too close. The great thing about being around people is being away from people sometimes.
We need the,
But I do think that if you take 100 marriages at any given time, like 30 of them are, things are shitty. There's trouble.
It's hard.
You cannot
be
up each other's asses all day long.
It is hard. It's terribly hard. And I was, you know, when I see people really young getting married, maybe I'm just crazy or wrong, but I always go, oh my God, they have no idea. They should wait at least 10 years because if you get married at 18, that means you've got 10 extra years than somebody getting married at 28.
Mm. Ooh, yeah.
Plus people are so dumb at that age.
Oh, I know.
No idea what they're doing.
Yeah.
I just resent people who I see who have been married their entire life and happy. That makes me really mad.
Oh, they haven't been happy the whole time. Trust me. Like they have not been happy the whole time. Buy that bullshit.
I've been happy the whole time. I've never had a problem. Have I? I don't know. It's crazy.
People seem to get happier over the long haul if they stick it out.
But I'm at the problem now. I don't know what I would do without her because she just does everything. That's the problem, except for laundry. I do that here.
That's true. You produce a lot of laundry in that house. I'll say that for you.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it is amazing. I mean, because you brought a load over, and I thought, I'll probably need to bring a load over like every 3 days or something.
Yeah, right.
But no! Was it two loads today?
Yeah, towels and then the kids' clothes.
Well, are you washing clothes before you wear them?
What do you mean?
I mean, do you have to wash clothes twice before every time somebody wears them?
Well, the girls.
The towels have to be washed.
One use, man. We're a one use towel household. I don't know.
What? A towel?
Yes. We talked about this earlier. Yes.
Trudy? Brandon?
No, absolutely. You know where I'm at on that. I use mine because your body is clean when it comes out. You dry it off and then it dries out and then you can use it the next day.
It's my body. I mean, I'm not afraid of my own body and what my body put on that towel. Yeah,
one towel. That's it.
That's crazy. I'm turning you into some organization.
Environmentalist?
Yeah, I'm telling Greta. Yeah.
That's fine.
That is a tremendous waste of water.
Brandon?
I'm telling Greta.
No, I use mine multiple times as well.
Oh, God, you animals. Yeah, cool. Really?
I mean, I don't use it to the point where it's, you know, really nasty and damp when I use it.
Oh.
Brandon, will you put up a Twitter poll on there?
No one.
I just want to see I'm the only person that.
A few people checked in during Facebook Live about that.
What'd they say?
Most of them are on your side, Mark, so.
Oh, okay, cool.
Everybody thinks multi-use towel people are gross, but I don't get that.
Wait, did we talk about multi-use towel use during FaceTime?
Yeah, you were. I think you were typing something on your phone at the time.
Really?
Trudy was admonishing me for it.
Okay, now I think I vaguely remember that there was conversation going on in my head while I was typing. I forgot what I was typing.
The UUU.
All right.
Zeus does a lot of laundry. God, a ton.
Really?
He never used to do laundry at all. There'd be a mountain of dirty laundry in his room, and now he does it like once a week. Huge.
Oh, really? Now, see, that's the thing. I think we do small loads.
And irons every day.
Small loads.
I just don't want to deal with laundry on a frequent basis. I prefer the big, giant load, and that's why occasionally you'll see me in dress pants, because everything is dirty. Loaded. All right, get us out of here. Uh-oh.
What is going on?
I don't know.
Apparently my computer's done with the show right now, too. Jeez Louise.
We haven't had too many technical problems for the most part. Considering what other people are... Stern was playing people fucking up today. It was pretty funny.
That is kind of fun.
Yeah, and he actually... This one thing, I laughed really hard out loud because it was Ryan and Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
Which is like, how can anyone even watch such a mindless show right now? But, you know, I guess somebody does. And Kelly was asking someone, Ryan said, I can't do ballet. So Kelly was asking them, don't you think Ryan could do ballet as some guest? And this person had no audio. And so Howard, played the conversation out with him on all sides, awesome. Pointing out how absolutely stupid that fucking question was. I mean, honestly, there's nothing more mindless in this world than wondering if Ryan Seacrest could do ballet.
Oh, that's funny. That's really good.
It was funny. Yep. A lot of fuck-ups going on. They had a few, too. They sound better, though. They sound a lot better now.
Is he on his board now?
Yeah, he's on a board now. He added in timeout for a week.
I think we sound pretty good. I don't know.
No, it sounds pretty solid. I mean, we didn't have to change that much. People who are out of their studios
sure.
and have four people at home, that's tough.
A lot harder, yeah. I always feel bad for the one person who's back in the studio who's clearly going to die.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, Trudy. Trudy's still in her studio for wheels.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
You're dying.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow.
I already had it. I'm better. See ya.
Everybody have a good evening.
Stay safe.
$1,000 rebate on a new Lincoln or Mercury vehicle. What happened?
Trudy tripped on something.
You all right?
I'm fine.
No problem. No problem.
Everybody's laughing because they heard it.
That's right.
They're just trying to picture it.
Mm-hmm.
She took a huge header. You would not believe. She just fell.
She
everything splayed all over the place.
Did blood a somersault everywhere. Forward.
Oh, is there blood?
Yeah, there's blood everywhere.
Oh, man.
All over the window.
Hilarious.
There's blood coming out of her ears,
oh,
in
my
her nose,
God.
In her mouth.
Every orifice is
every
just...
Every orifice.
Oh,
well,
my God.
Except one.
Jesus. You know,
she's
call,
unconscious
call
on the floor right there.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody do something quick.
Someone give her a hand.
Jesus. Yeah.
I'm going to take her to the hospital.
Okay.
There you
please
go.
Do. You know, the only thing I heard was clearly some slurred speech.
Mm-hmm. Go get that plastic brain model the Channel 4 guy's got.
I try to get
try
her back.
Figure this out.
Try to get her back around 7:45 for the next newscast.
Yeah, sure.
Good.
That's out, traffic!
Okay, and boy, a lot of emails. Thank you for your emails concerning Trudy's wipeout last hour as she was leaving the studio. Listen to this. This is unbelievable. $1,000 rebate on a new Lincoln or Mercury vehicle. What happened?
Trudy tripped on something.
You all right?
No, you
No, that's not enhanced. Everybody's laughing because they heard it.
That's right.
They're just trying to picture it.
Mm-hmm.
That's for real. That's $1,000 rebate on a new Lincoln or Mercury vehicle.
Jesus. You tripped on something.
You all right?
That hurt. No
okay.
problem. What did you trip?
Everybody's laughing because they heard it.
That's right.
They're just trying to picture it.
Did you trip on that metal plate right there?
No, that little piece of carpet that's propping the door open. I stepped on that and it turned my shoe. But I didn't fall. I don't know.
What
guy that made so much noise?
Oh, Trudy, that was a total header. It's okay. Nobody saw it.
Yeah.
I barely saw it.
What?
There's blood on the glass still?
I know. I hit my head, and yeah, I'm kind of woozy. It's my third concussion.
Check out the slow-mo version.
$1,000 rebate on a new Lincoln or Mercury vehicle.
Wow. Man.
He tripped on something. You all right?
I'm fine.
Oh, I appreciate you reserving laughter until afterwards. That was courteous.
Thank you.
A Mercury vehicle.
Nothing better than Trudy in slow mo. She sounds like the gayest guy. It's amazing.
I'm fine.
Based on a new Lincoln or Mercury vehicle. What happened? He tripped on something. You all right?
I'm fine.
No problem.
Wow. Can you isolate Trudy on that?
Sure.
Oh, my God.
$1,000 rebate on a new Lincoln or Mercury vehicle. What happened? Trudy tripped on something.
Mike sounds so concerned. Trudy tripped on something. Like, anything else you need to know?
Hey, right. The basics.
I'm fine.
The version.
Not a rebate.
Listen,
I'm
Mike.
A new Lincoln or Mercury vehicle.
I'm giving you the cliff notes.
What happened?
Trudy tripped on something.
You all right? Trudy tripped on something. No big deal.
Yeah.
It's on the floor. What, anything else?
Oh, my God. What the hell?
to recreate it now to see what it was.
Yeah, it was. But really thanks. Again.
I didn't spill coffee, by the way.
No, you didn't spill coffee. No. That's true. A lot worse than that. I mean, in terms of work for the engineers, it was better. But in terms of total humiliation, I mean, I'd much rather spill coffee.
No, man.
Oh, thanks. Thanks so much.
No, I didn't mean that. Very glad I wasn't
at times
a coffee
gravitationally spill. Yeah, impaired.
Would have been fine.
We thought maybe you had the dropsies today. Or...
And then Drew was suggesting that when a woman has a dropsies, it's her time of the month.
Oh, no.
No. No, if you go, to my page on the website, though, you'll see me fall down a lot because I post all my skating videos there.
So. Your what? Your skating?
My skating video.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen this.
Tons.
Oh, wow. I got to check that out. How silly.